Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Program
to bring you a special bulletin.
You're listening to
DTW. I'm
Walk
at Dad 17.
You're listening to DTW.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to DTW.
I am Dino.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to BTW,
and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge.
I'm AstroZombie954.
And we're going to drop some PvP knowledge.
You're listening to BTW.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to BTW,
and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge
on all you suckers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. My name is WildcatDad17.
My name is Matthew Breaker.
And today is Monday, January 2nd, in a whole new year. This is not the year we were in. Everything is different because it's 2023, right?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything changed. Also, what's changed is we don't have Astro and Dio this week.
Instead,
we have two better-looking guys with us to guest the host of the Roundtable Cheddock, your mom's favorite podcast. Welcome in, y'all. Introduce yourselves.
Well, I am old Johnny Oneball.
And I'm Shadow Prime 34.
That's right.
We're the best of the below average. So for the layman, we're right in the middle.
No, right under the middle.
Right under the middle, but the best of the below people in the middle. So that's us. Super excited to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, always welcome. I don't know if you. I hope all of our listeners listen to your all show already. Anyways, if you're not, we say it every week. You really do need to listen. It is absolutely a hilarious hour and 20 minutes of your week. Though I am like 2 weeks behind because I'm 2 weeks behind on all my podcasts because you know there was this Christmas thing where I didn't go play Pokemon Go. Also, also, you know, apparently outside was colder than my freezer.
Ooh, oh, yeah, all that did happen in 2 weeks, didn't it?
Yeah, so I didn't get out of my house for like 4.5 days. But other than that, Matthew, how's your week been?
My week's been good. I finally am getting over like the craziness of the holidays, which was definitely like a needed breather, but like you, it was definitely cold. I know that some of our friends got it worse off than we did though, so you know our thoughts are definitely still with them. But other than that, it's finally warming up over here. Snow's melted, thank goodness, and ready to start the year off. How are you doing, Wildcat?
I've been doing pretty well. I went back to the mountains of East Kentucky. So if you're on my friends list, you've probably seen some gifts from Van Leer, Kentucky. As Matthew learned, I spent the week in ahead of a holler. Matthew, quiz time. What's ahead of a holler mean?
Oh, gosh. Isn't it like this in between like a mountain range of some sort. Like
it is
a mountain range on either side.
Is in a valley of a mountain.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The head of the holler is the end of the holler.
When you posted that, I was like, what are you saying right now? He's just like, go to Google.
I went to Google and I found a really good definition of head of a holler and sent it Matthew. Matthew's reply was, that was surprisingly educational. And I'm like, exactly. Us hillbillies do know something sometimes.
That's awesome.
But I learned that my in-law's house now has more spawns than my house. In the literal head of a holler, they have more spawns than I do now.
All your old spawns fled to them.
They did. Hey, I was able to catch stuff while I was at their house. That was cool. And especially with his subpar holiday events, I was really excited to catch stuff, right? I don't know. What about you, Johnny Woodenball? How was your last week and so?
It's been busy. We have hosted a lot of parties, and I am partied out. There's still confetti on my full floor from what?
New Year's.
Yeah. I don't even know when that was anymore.
2 days ago.
Oh, hey, boy. You know it. we are in recovery. My wife is coming back from her first ski trip in about 2 years. So we will both be enjoying some rest.
Rest is nice. Mm-hmm. Shadow Prime, what did you do other than party, it sounds like?
So I was on a mission. I like to set unrealistic goals for myself. And the one I set this year was I'm going to hit level 50 before the end of the year, which means I had to acquire like 2.3 million XP in 2 days. And I did it. So
what?
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
It was insane. Every in-person Kyrim raid I saw, I was inviting everybody I did the XP for like the season wish thingy. And I'm like, all right, let's catch everything. So I had my ball going in the background while I'm doing all these raids. If I see another Kyrim, I'm going to throw up. So there's that.
he texted me the morning of December 30th. And was like, I think I can do it. I was like, no, there's no way. And later, it wasn't even that evening, about 2-3 o'clock. He was like, yep, all right, I got 1 mil left. I'm like, what have you been doing all day?
Raids all day. Like literally the entire day. I like woke up, hung out with my wife a little bit, hung out with my puppy, and then just went out searching for raids. Campfire was real nice for that. Hit every single raid I could. And then met up with some friends to kind of celebrate the end of the year, and then went back to raiding. So it was a grind. Oh, it was horrible. I haven't done too much of anything on Pokemon since. So I'm like, I'm going to take it easy.
Yeah.
But
well, congrats on 50, buddy. Like, that's
awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll get there in another 3 to 4 years. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have 3 to 4 years in me, but I've got at least a year.
Yeah.
Am I at 48 now, or am I 48 or 47 still? That tells Johnny, are you
at 49?
Leveling up.
Johnny, yeah, are you at 49?
No, I'm 48. I'm about 5+ million into 48.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost 6 mil into 48. So I've got some time. I think I may have to do my 50 lucky trades after I get my next 20 mil. Because let me tell you, that's a lot.
It's a grind.
Yeah.
I'm at 47, which is the one where you have to walk 25 kilometers 8 times. And I work from home.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's going to be
fun. I don't walk 25 kilometers pretty much any week in my life. I just have my phone on me, so I'll be here
to
the rest of my life.
Tape it to the ceiling fan.
Strap it to the kid. Strap
there you
it to
go.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. The kid will cover it.
I'll get 100 kilometers a week. Easy that
easy.
Way. But we're not going to do a giant weekly recap like we normally do because we haven't really been doing anything. We did a couple streams, but there's nothing to mention there other than Soren Rose did really flipping awesome. And we'll talk a little bit more about that during the GBL section as far as team comps.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Matthew, before we jump into the battle arena?
No, I just, you know, everybody listening, Happy New Year. I hope that your holidays went well, and we're just going to keep chugging along. So let's get into it.
Well, 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 we're in the new year, and guess who finally decided to make an appearance in the show, finally? Sylph is back.
Oh, wait.
Sylph exists again. It's not dead, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys know that? Back.
It's a little Undertaker that we've got coming on here.
Yeah.
Yep. Back.
Multiple Sylph newses. First things first, factions are back from their holiday break. This week, Team BTW, we're going to play my locals. We're playing Lexington team this week.
Oh, for real?
John Normus, Derp, Frost Benny, all y'all. Most of you are in our Discord. We're coming for you.
Oh, no.
We're coming for you.
I did not even catch
that. Showdown of the year.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to it. I totally never tried to poach John Normus from
Swalt is in there, too?
Swalt's in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fun battle. So hopefully all that's going well for everyone. Right now, BTW is 2-0 in our group. We're one of two teams that are 2-0. So we've got a good inside track right now. Just got to keep winning week over week. Part Deuce is 1-1, so they're going to keep building on a strong start. And then Sylph did announce that, you know, metas are coming back. And tournaments are back, and they needed a longer Christmas break, so they didn't bother actually coming up with a new meta.
I know, I saw that.
And instead of picking one of the many good metas they've had in the past, they, for some reason, chose Ember.
Yup.
The single worst faction meta that's ever been developed is what we're going to be competing in for Sylph for January.
What was bad with it? I'm thankful that I got spared not being a field specialist, but I haven't done any practice with it at all.
It is so limited.
Right.
Extremely limited. So here's what the allowed types are. Electric, fire, grass, ground, and then specific Pokemon allowed. Machamp, Sirfetch, Poliwrath, Primeape, Hisuian Quillfish, Malamar, Honchkrow. With a banned list, Lord, buckle up, put your seatbelts on, we're going to be here for a minute. Dragon, Rock, Steel, Mudboys, Shadow, Megas, Abomasnow, Diggersby, Dugtrio, Lantern, Nidoqueen, Kanto Ninetales, Pachirisu, Salazzle, Cottonee, and Unova Sunfisk. Holy crap, that ban list. This meta consists of about four Pokemon and then two flex picks. That is literally the entire meta.
I'm looking at like the PV Poke stuff right now. It's like, what, Gligar's number one, Charizard? Of course, Charizard would be there with the wing attack.
Gligar is number one. There is a caveat there. Purified Gligar is number one.
Oh, that return damage.
If you're not running Purified, don't run Gligar. It's not good.
So now I know.
What are the other ones? Hisuian Quillfish.
At number seven, it is really good because of that Aqua Tail. It gets there really fast, and if you look at the six things above it, it beats all six of them with Aqua Tail.
Yep.
Jeez. So Poison Jab over Poison Sting, I'm assuming it's just for the extra damage.
Extra damage,
For Poison Jab, okay.
Yeah. And you, because you get there so fast, it's literally five Poison Jabs to an Aqua Tail, like, that's so fast. Paloswine's really good. Alola Marowak's really good. Charizard's really good. That's it. Oh, Sirfetch'd is pretty good.
I'll say that Victini, though. You can't count out Victini.
It's just so easy.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why are you like this?
But overall, it is just, in my opinion, probably one of the single worst metas they develop. Even our faction specialists who are doing Ember both agree that it's not good. It's too limited. It's not fun.
And that's the meta that's going all month, right?
That's the meta that's going all month. And then for the second half of the month, let me go.
It's like
it
Weather up. Cup, right? With the,
I believe it is Weather Cup, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So from January 16th to January 29th, it's fire, ice, rock, and water.
Yes.
With, doesn't look like there's any bands.
Yeah.
There's fire, ice, rock, water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. But BTW, of course, will be hosting our own Ember tournament starting on January 13th. It'll be 48-hour rounds. You must be in our Discord to participate, of course. But in addition, Matthew, you're making a Twitch stream with me.
I am. Yes.
And we're going to do a live Ember practice tournament.
Yes. Because I need to also force myself to, like, participate, too. So it kind of is a win-win for me a little bit.
We also, one of our Discord members, did you know, was ranked 5 in the world right now?
I know. That's crazy.
He just so happened competed in the very first tournament to conclude. So he was number 5 in the world by default. But, you know, Herm, good job. You're number 5 in the world, Herm.
Way to go, Herm.
You were number 5 in the world for 30 seconds.
Yeah, screenshot that.
Still counts.
Put it on your Twitter bio, you know. Like.
So the other thing that I didn't even tell Matthew and haven't put in the notes, are y'all sad to see Classic tournaments leaving, specifically Master League Premier Classic going away forever?
I have very few feelings toward Master League in general. None negative, none positive. I get to take some of those days off when Master League comes around.
I'm gonna miss it because I've had a nice solid team last week. Well, not last week, last season in Master League Premier Classic. So now I'm doing the salute. Let's see you guys. See you around, Classic.
What if I said you could have one more chance to compete in Master League Premier Classic other than this coming week?
Wait, what? What are you saying?
BTW is going to host a live Master League Premier Classic tournament.
Keeping it alive.
I'm in.
plug into our Discord. I'm in. Plug into our Discord for when that date's going to be announced. I'm trying to time it out based on what the Ember Cup's looking like as well, because I don't want to have too much going on at one time. And also, our cycle tournament has not gone away. We will be bringing the cycle back in January. And I may have made a mistake, Matthew.
Uh-oh.
I turned over meta creation to someone this month.
Uh-oh.
Who'd you...
I let Lyles try out meta creation.
So you could file your complaints to the following email address.
And it may be an ultra disappointment to some.
He said ultra.
Oh.
We'll find out. I may actually see if I can get Lyles to actually record his voice to break down the meta for us.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's going to come near the end of the month to give everyone time to get through their initial Ember Cups and things of that nature. So be looking once again out in the Discord for that. And of course, as I said, when it's announced, direct all of your complaints to LylesJeff3.
Yes.
LylesJeff3. Yes. Cool. Trying to think anything else going on. There's been no new regionals. Matthew, you are booked for your trip to Orlando, right?
I am. I'm so excited. It's going to be like first time that I've traveled really in just like a long time. So I'm excited to finally like get out there, but it was nice to get the flight booked. Unfortunately, it is with Southwest and I was not aware of the incident until after I purchased my tickets. But I was shocked.
You may
I was
have
like,
had better chance of flying Allegiant at this point.
All I know is when I was searching for them like 2 days before, they were more expensive. And then I was like, oh, price drop. Let me snag these now. And then I'm all excited that I bought these tickets at a great deal. And I go and tell some people and they're just like, what did you do? So that's you may amazing. Or may not see me in Orlando. We don't know.
Speaking of not seeing, I can confirm with y'all, I will unfortunately not be making the trip to Orlando. Just had some life things come up that has to get taken care of first. So,
yeah,
unfortunately, I am going to try to target Fort Wayne possibly now. That's a quick little drive for me. It's only like 3 or 4 hours drive. Mm-hmm. Matthew, that's only like 3 or 4 hours drive for you too, isn't it? You can do 2 regionals.
No, Fort Wayne is like an 8 hour drive. Oh, wait. Fort Wayne's like a 5 hour drive, 5.5.
Okay, I was going to say, it's not that far.
Yeah. Not 6 hour. Close. Yeah. It's pushing it.
Yeah, that's drivable. Hoosier's going there.
I know.
ZT Smith will be there.
Oh, no.
Floyd's will be there.
Oh, no.
Is Matthew going to be there?
Do it.
I think the Fitzy family will be there.
Unknown. I cannot commit.
I'm going to pressure them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and
Shadow, are you and Johnny going to be going to any like regional tournaments? Even not maybe necessarily to compete, but just to hang out.
I mean, ideally, that would be incredibly dope. But there's just a lot of like financial stuff that are coming up this year.
Yeah.
My wife is going to Puerto Rico with her school. So I was like, oh, all right. That's the thing. So yeah,
take me is what you should be saying.
I know, right? Like, I'm like, I would love to
extra
go.
Extra chaperone.
Exactly.
I've got your back. Yeah.
We'll have to see. However, for Fort Wayne, if we did want to drive, it would only be 18 hours.
Only 18.
That's shorter than other places.
That's shorter than 19.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a win.
But with my car, it would be 25.
Yeah. Speed breathing.
Well, I was going to say, are you actually able to drive out of the state of Denver in February and March is the question. I thought you were still under like 8 feet of snow by that point.
Almost. Most years. It really depends. We've had big snow and schools still going. We've had a little bit of snow and the pass out of Denver or the pass out of Colorado is closed. So it's a hit or miss right now. It snowed today, which was fine, other than the last snow hadn't melted yet.
Yeah, we were still working on the last snow getting out of here.
Yeah, like, see, it was, you know, is that negative, what was it? 35?
Negative teens.
Negative 35 wind chill, and then this week it was 70 degrees.
I would take some 70 right now.
Yeah, same.
Just to get the snow off my lawn.
Yeah, this is the kind of cold that just makes your soul hurt.
Get off
hurt.
My lawn.
Oh, yeah. Man. We had one day of really bad wind with the cold.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it was just cold. But it keeps snowing, and we can't get rid of it.
But at least if it's cold and snowing, that then there's a purpose to the cold. When it's just negative 35 and there's no snow,
it's rude.
Yeah, and you just got icicles forming on your beard and everything. It is just a like, bad time.
Man. When my boogers get cold, that's when it's too cold for me.
Oh no! So yeah, we're off the rails. We're always off the rails here. So yeah, the whole negative 35 the day before Christmas here, that was because of the wind chill and the wind was ridiculous. The wind murdered Frosty. It took our giant, like 7.5-foot Frosty in our front yard, threw it across the cul-de-sac and wrapped it around the neighbor's mailbox. And the neighbor's like messaging me. He's like, I was going to bring it home, but I had to get out and get moving quickly. And I'm like, I went out to get it. I walk out the door and my tear ducts immediately freeze.
Oh, gosh. Like,
this is not okay. Just pick up Frosty and launch him across, back across to my yard. I'm like, I'm going in. It can die for all I care now. Little did I know, Frosties
are replaceable.
Yes, they are. Speaking of things that are replaceable, the in-game news is coming up.
It's time for the news.
The what?
The news.
The what?
The in-game news.
And that's the in-game news. Thank you for coming and joining us. Oh, wait, no, there actually is a little bit. Good God, it is dead. Like, you could definitely tell. Niantic was like, it's holiday time. Here's a little bit of news before we leave. We'll see you in 3 weeks. Because yeah. they have not done bye. Anything. the one thing they did do was that they announced January 7th, Community Day. Yes, I said that correctly. Community Day is this Saturday. Have we ever had one the first weekend of the month?
I don't recall.
I recall like anything. Early in the month, but it was more on like the 12th or something.
Yeah, I think like the 12th was like the earliest I can remember. But we're getting Chespin. We're getting a new shiny and a starter all at the same time. When was the last time that happened?
That feels like forever.
It's been a while.
Yes. Yes. But Chespin is coming January 7th from 2 to 5, which means I get to play like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Rip. But if you evolve Chespin in or Chestnut into Chespin, or Chespin into Chestnut, yep, dyslexic kicked in real hard there. It's going to learn Frenzy Plant. It doesn't really help it.
Yeah,
it helps it a lot. Spoiler alert. It helps it a lot, but even helping it a lot, it doesn't help it. It's still just not good enough. However, I have seen a lot of them in Holiday Cup, actually.
Really? With
SmackDown.
Oh.
Ooh. Chestnut.
Interesting. I've been seeing a lot of Wing Attack Charizards.
You see those Charizards coming in, yeah. And Chestnut's on the other side as a lead, and your button should be you should be smashing the switch button to your safe swap.
Get out of there. Yep.
Yeah. Because it's going to kill you before you realize what happened.
What are your guys' plans for the Community Day? Do you guys typically plan on like playing together?
We normally do. The end of the year is always odd because of the weather. Mm-hmm. And then you get a December where it's every weekend. I'm like, I'm not going to swing that.
I would go outside once.
And so, this time around, it really depends on the weather. Even driving from place to place can still be precarious at times. So we'll see what happens with the weather. But otherwise, usually we're out and about Golden or downtown Denver. Just catching what we can while we can and then going home after that 3 hours.
No one cares about Culloden.
But you know what makes that time out even more enjoyable? Bonuses! Mm-hmm. Like 2x catch candy. Okay, which, no, that's not doing it for you. What about quarter hash distance?
You should have plenty already.
What about quarter hash distance? That tickling anyone's fancy? Because, you know, we don't have half hash distance right now. No? Okay. 3-hour incense and lure module? Anybody looking?
Oh, hot dog, I'm in.
We don't get there early enough for that to matter.
What about 2x chance of candy XL?
If Chestnut was good, I'd be all over it.
Okay, I got it. Here's what you need. You need 2 special trades that cost half as much as normal.
Oh, boy. That's great for us. We'll save a whopping 400 Stardust. We're going to kill it.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, what about those Kyrims, right? Like, all those Kyrims?
I have too many. Please take them.
Yeah. Take them.
Free to go home.
What if I told you could extend your Community Day?
Oh, boy, howdy.
By battling Quadillon in 4-star raids after the event. Are you in for that?
I'm going to be honest. No.
I don't think I've ever done a 4-star raid.
I think I've tried to solo some of the harder ones, and that didn't work. The home gym is not not terribly attractive for those those few hours.
Yeah, this is like I'm excited to see starters come back.
Mm-hmm.
But good God, this is bad.
Yeah,
I'll give it that it's got a good shiny for me.
It's got a. I mean,
but
it's
that's
autumn
about
shiny,
it.
Isn't it? It's the standard grass shiny that it just becomes like a autumn dead color.
Yeah, it's autumn dead.
Okay, standard shiny. Got it. Look, all joking aside, it does become a lot better. Energy Ball is a poo-poo of a move. And Frenzy Plant's one of the best moves in the game.
It's so good.
So, in Open Great League, Open Ultra League, this doesn't help it. Where this is going to help it is in those sylph and custom metas when things are limited. Matthew, you look like you have a thought.
No, I was reading ahead.
So the recommended moveset is Vine Whip, if I'm not correct. Well, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct.
Yes, Vine Whip. Yeah. So it's got the same kind of charging speed as Venu does, or Meganium. And it has Superpower, which is a really good coverage move.
Yeah.
So it does have
a few battles.
It does have potential in sylph-based, restricted-based metas. Other things that are happening, you're sick of Kyurem. What if are you ready for Reshiram?
No, he's too close. They're too similar. I can't.
But this could be shiny. The wound is
still fresh. Nope, I don't care.
But it has Fusion Flare.
Which is a neat move. Like, it just looks cool. But other than that, no.
Yeah, it is not helpful for anywhere outside of Master League and Raiding. And even in Master League, it is a lateral adjustment at best, would you say, Matthew?
Yeah, I was just looking it up. That's what I was looking ahead on. It's ranked 18. I don't really remember where it was ranked before, but I mean, it doesn't really seem like it's going to be doing a whole bunch when you have losses to Gyarados, Dialga, Garchomp, Zacian, Dragonite. Like, I don't know. Those are too meta for it, in my opinion, to really like find a place to solidify itself. But I'm also kind of talking out of my ass because I don't really play Master League a whole bunch. So, so what do I know, guys?
I will say someone got a functional hundo last night.
I know. I saw that.
And someone else went full mauled about it. Take a guess who would mauled about something.
The single greatest, like, if we had recorded that, that would be a soundbite that we would just be playing for the people.
our resident Mauled King.
Oh, say the Mauled King himself?
Yeah, the Mauled King himself.
Apparently has done 40 plus raids. Ooh. And still doesn't even have a 98.
What?
Yeah. And then I am doing GBL. I've done exactly zero Reshiram raids. And I get the functional hundo from GBL.
Not even a raid. That's not amazing. Not even a raid.
Oh, to say that he was pissed about that is
his first words were, that better be 14 attack.
And then the rep the room, Matthew starts looking it up. He's like, no, that's a functional hundo. That stat production is exactly the same.
Yep.
That's amazing.
It wasn't shiny, though. That's the only thing that could have made it better, was it being shiny.
Yeah.
Also, in Mega Raids, we got Mega Steelix, Matthew. Your boy's back.
I know, but I've been walking my Steelix, so I have over 2,000 Mega Candy or Mega Energy.
Every Steelix is a guaranteed XL candy.
I know. So I have been going hard on it. I think I've done today about 5. I think nice. So. Yeah,
take a guess how many I've done.
0.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So RTC guys, do you all do mega raids? Are you bought into the mega system? How do you guys feel about megas?
I will do it enough to get a mega.
So the bare minimum.
After that is gravy. I don't. You know, there's until we get to Lucario. Really is the one I'm waiting for. I've got the hundos of each, so I'm ready for megas of those, but. Having enough candy to do it once and then for the most part remembering those few days later, oh, my timer's up. Mega. Oh, right. Oh, hey, wait, my timer's up. Mega. But I'm not actively chasing enough candy to mega whenever I please for the most part. And I use it as a bonus getter.
Bonus candy.
Sure.
Bonus candy getter. That's usually when I'll start working on those, but for the most part it's not it doesn't really tickle my pickle the same way that other raids do.
pickle tickle. So for me, I try not to do remote raids for megas. I try to do those in person because I don't really want to waste a remote pass on a mega Pokemon. But I'll do those in person, and then my remotes will save for like legendaries or whatever, 5-star or 6-stars that's out. And then I'm really close to my legendary, my platinum medal for that. So I've been megaing everything like every day.
What are you showing us, Wildcat? Megamons. You have 20. Mega, yeah, that's three. Right. You have 23 that you've.
Very nice.
You're at three, right?
Yes, I have 23 mega threes, and I'm 1 or 2 days away from another 2.
Nice.
The only thing that I'm not at this point, and it was next to impossible. Like, I think you technically could have done it. Blaziken, Glalie, Swampert, and Sceptile are pretty far away still, and then Aggron will hit in the next day or so.
Nice.
So I definitely like the Mega System because, you know, XL candies, and
it's so good nice.
God, I may never Mega Evolve Pidgeot again a day in my life. I have my XL Lickitung built.
There you go.
196 days of walking this Lickitung.
The journey is over.
It is finished.
You don't want to keep walking it for XL Licky for Ultra League?
No, I don't care.
Oh, no. That sounds horrendous.
The journey's just begun, Wildcat. Join the dark side.
No, I refuse. And what's worse is I of course, get Licky at level 50, et cetera, et cetera, once it's not as good in the meta anymore because knockout buff.
Of course.
Of course, that's how it's going to happen. But yeah, Mega Stilix, and then next week we have, on January 20th, we have ?
Uh-huh.
And
can we do the infamous tinfoil hat segment?
But hold on. It overlaps with Twinkling Fantasy Event. So it is. It's time. It's the tinfoil hat time.
It's time. I've always wanted to be on one of those. I finally made it, Ma. Your boy's here.
Let's start with old Johnny Wormball's tinfoil hat, since, you know, it's going to take him longer to get it off with all that hair.
Facts. Got to put it up into it and twist it around. I don't know. If we're talking Twinkling.
Big time Twinkling.
If it's got a twinkle, I'm going to say
plus
I'll go off the wall here, as is my
Vans.
As is my go-to move. I'm going to go Twinkling Magearna.
Okay. Was not expecting that.
Expect the unexpected.
Never let them know your next move.
I don't even know my next move.
I like it. Magearna.
It's very hopeful. That's what
that
I'll
is
say.
Quite extremely hopeful.
I'll say very. So
go big or go home, dude. And I live here. This is my house.
So you can go big and go home.
I can do both.
So I'm going to say, because it's Twinkling, and also the spotlight hour for that time is Swirlix. So I'm going to say Mega Gardevoir for fairy.
Okay.
I think it's going to be some sort of like fairy event. Because Twinkling.
You think it's going to be a fairy event? Because it's Twinkling?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Oh, my stars. Yeah.
Can't believe you made that connection. That was great.
Okay, hey, Matthew. That. What you got? Mega who?
I don't know, because they're like, who's... Ooh, wait. Okay. What if they released Mega Audino?
Oh,
that
no.
That was my runner-up.
Oh, no.
No, it is normal and fairy. It is normal and fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't do this, Niantic. The mega nobody asked for, but the one have.
Do it.
I
won't hate the Stardust.
Ooh, the Stardust.
When you think of
nice things
that twinkle, what do you think of other than stars?
Metal.
Gems.
What?
Oh, wait.
Gems.
I get it. Okay.
Diamonds.
Okay.
Mega Deoncé, and Deoncé's making his debut.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you think we would get that before Wait, do we
have absolutely
Sableye?
Not, but I'm going full tin.
I was like, wait a minute. Did I miss something?
Full tin. Oh, awesome. Poor Lyle. Oh, I feel bad for him. He just got a 3-2 and got the 29.97. Oof, it's so close.
29.97.
I totally don't have his stream up muted on the other screen so I can keep watch on him.
Keep tabs.
I actually think
Matthew does have the right answer, though. I think Mega Audino fits the idea of the twinkling fantasy event.
Yeah, because Audino has a fantasy of being good.
Hey, you know what Audino is good for?
Stardust.
Extra dust.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be.
I will pound those mega raids.
Oh yeah,
no complaints here.
In person.
Nope, I'll remote them.
We'll send you in remote raids anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
I even have a gym reachable from home, and I don't always do them. There's a restroom coming up if you want to tackle it.
Oh, what time?
Oh boy.
Live rating.
26 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely still be recording by that point.
Oh yeah.
Just to whip it out real fast.
Yay. Thank you, Gracie. Thank you. Other things going on in the month of January. Our 5-star raid bosses the rest of the month. We got Zekrom coming next week. We'll know its signature attack, Fusion Bolts. Can be shiny.
I do like
Is it just me that think all three of these, specifically Reshiram and Zekrom's shiny is kind of let down on both of them?
No, 100%. I agree. Because Zekrom can't even tell.
And with Reshiram, is it a white and gold dress or a blue and black dress?
Yeah. They divided the internet for some reason.
Speaking of shinies that you can't tell, Regice is coming back to raids.
Hey.
But you can't get one for Great League that way.
Good for Regice.
Punch above your weight.
Also coming back and actually shocking to me, much faster than I expected, Tapu Koko shiny release at the end of the month, January 25th to February 1st. Have you seen Tapu Koko shiny?
It is so good.
I'm ready.
Matthew, have you seen it?
Yeah, isn't it black and yellow? Like
it's all black.
It's so
good. Oh, all black. Okay.
All four of them. All the Tapus are black.
New Zealand.
All
black.
Oh, they're so good. Mm.
But also, Wildcat, I agree that was incredibly fast turnaround. Like, they introduced them, 6 months ago?
Actually, it was almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
But
wait, really?
Time is weird for me.
It was Season of Alola, which was the spring season.
Yeah, so it was March time, March, April, May.
It feels a lot more recent because the rest of the raid bosses since then have kind of sucked.
Yeah.
The raid bosses in general lately have kind of been a letdown, haven't they? Or is it just me?
No, we were all thinking it. You just said it.
Okay, good. Mega Lopunny's
coming back. I'm
excited
for Regice. I think it's gonna be good. I'm trying to build an Ultra League. I'm gonna build one for Ultra League. It's good. you're hating, but it's not a Registeel, but
it's not even a Regi Rock.
It is top three of the Regis.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Regi Draco pushes it out of the way.
They don't exist yet.
Stuff in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I need Regice to come back so I can raid it for candies so that I can build my Great League one.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you credit for that. You get half credit.
Okay. I'll take it.
I totally didn't dump rare candies into mine so I could build it for Vanguard, and I decided to build something else for this week's because I didn't like it.
Oof.
But that's all I'll say because I know you're listening. I know you're listening. And I'm not giving out those kind of hints. But then again, Regice may still come based on your team comp. Whoa. Other things going on this month. Go Battle Weekend coming up January 14th, 15th. Lunar New Year. This, in my opinion, Lunar New Year is always a good event.
So good. They always nail it. That and Halloween. So yes. good.
Is and they always somehow miss the, Christmas or the holiday
year
event.
Of yeah. like the dragon for
rabbit.
Lunar New Year.
It's rabbit? The rabbit. It's okay. the rabbit.
Because of Cinderace and Scarlet and Violet.
Is that why?
Yeah. Did we get Score Bunny's debut? Score Bunny debut?
I'm here.
I hope so.
Please?
Please.
Please?
I would love that.
I want Score Bunny's debut. I get real excited for Score Bunny's debut.
They're like, we'll now, just
are you guys playing Scarlet and Violet?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did you guys get your Cinderace?
Yep.
Took a lot, but I got it.
Took a lot. It was so easy compared to Charizard.
Well, I built a
no chance. Charizard was
he was tough.
No.
Well, with the right build, he was easy.
I would finish 50-60% of time left on Charizards, and I am pushing 10-15 on Cinderace.
Wow. What? How? You do 7 moves and throw stored power, and you win. You're done.
Right, slow, bro. But by then, the stored power doesn't finish. If it doesn't finish, and then you get cleared.
Yeah,
well, and you have to start over.
That is
like, but you just have to make sure you do it right. I have never not one shot the thing.
Well, for me, because like with that Slowbro build, like you have to let Slowbro cook. People start throwing the moves, and I'm like, just no, and it ruins it, and then it triggers the shield.
So I was listening to Steve from It's Super Effective this week, and he's right. The Slowbro build I'm talking about is kind of what I would call the selfish build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't go in it with randos. But if you go in with it with people you know and can say, okay, I'm going to do this. Can you throw charms? Can you do an extra attack boost? And can you be in charge of healing and make sure none of us die for the 7 turns it takes me to set up? And then I promise we'll win.
Charizard was... Do was that, it's Charizard, insane. I felt, was much easier.
Oh, see, I struggled more with Charizard.
What did I do? 3 fake tears, 3... Calm Minds and Moonblast and
Draining Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you had the Flutter Main deal.
Yeah, we did the Flutter Main.
I did not have a Flutter Main yet because I am on Violet.
Got it.
Ooh.
So I was rolling with Azu and the dogs Fido.
Yep.
Nice.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense.
And getting hit by that stupid bug so much. Oh, speaking of, Steve is going to be joining us from It's Super Effective on the week of January 17th.
Coming up soon.
I don't know if I told Matthew that yet. By the way, Steve's joining us that week. And we have to record on Tuesday. We have to record on Tuesday as well. January Community Day Classic. We have nothing announced for this yet, so break out your tinfoil hats again. Matthew, who are we getting?
I want to say Charmander or Squirtle. They did Bulbasaur before. They did Mudkip. It's like I could see probably another Charmander or Squirtle event popping up.
You're wrong, and I hope you're wrong, but I'll tell you who the right answer is in a minute. Johnny Woodenball.
I'm going to give a week before precursor to Crackling Voltage, and I'm going all the way back to Pikachu.
Oh, Pikachu.
All the way back.
Oh, boy.
Give it sweat, sir.
I hope Matthew's right compared to that.
but there's a twist. Dude, they release all the costume Pikachus for the Crackling Voltage.
This will be the first community day I skip.
Astro will play his heart out to this event.
No, he won't. I got you, Astro.
I'll do it myself.
That would be.
I'll do it myself.
That would be bad. That would just be awful. Johnny Woodenball, or I'm sorry, Shadow Prime. Do you have the right answer?
It's time. I'm gonna say Larvitar.
You're closer to the right answer. So we talked about this at the front of the show or earlier. That classic Master League's going away. What is a staple of Master League that has had a community day that you have to have its community day move on it to run?
Gyarados.
Pikachu.
No. No. Matthew, do you know the right answer here? Master League staple that you have to have its community day move.
Master League.
two?
No, that's probably not it.
I was thinking Mewtwo too, but I was gonna say we already had Mudkip for Swampert.
It also gets a mega in the future.
In the future?
It hasn't released yet, but there is a mega to go with it. People are yelling at their radios right now.
Yep. It's very clearly...
Insert correct answer here.
Insert
correct answer.
Metagross! Beldum!
Oh. I take that, because that's a good mega.
It's a good mega. It is extremely relevant in both PvP and PvE.
Yes. Meteor Mask.
And you need XL candies because Classic's going away. So what better way to give us a community day where we can get those XL candies for a rare spawn?
I'll give you that.
I'm here for it.
The odds that Niantic has actually thought this out and planned ahead like that.
So maybe I'm right.
I personally think Pikachu. It's going to be a Charmander or a Squirtle event.
Just and the amount on, of shade and whimsy.
Based on the historical nature of everything.
That's amazing.
You are unfortunately most likely right. I could also see them doing Chikorita again.
Oh, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of starters. Okay.
I think Beldum is the only right answer.
Yeah.
Beldum is the needed answer. If you're taking away Master League, it's a extremely rare spawn. Mm-hmm. Help us get those XL candies. Help us build something for Master League if you want us playing it.
Yeah. I really agree. That answer.
I'm here for it.
Come on, Niantic. The bar is on the floor. Just step over it. Come on, you got this.
These ideas are free. One listener. We have this one listener from Niantic. They just need to actually raise their hand in the meetings and give the suggestion.
We know they have before. We've had the show come out on Wednesday, and then like Thursday, all of a sudden, the thing we said on the show, they're like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna make this change."
Yeah,
with Mindfu. Because I remember saying that. I was like, oh, they called that.
I'm like, come on, man. Just take it out of the pool. 2 days later, it's vanished.
Yeah,
it's gone.
I see what you did there. You listened to me. Yeah, there you go. Also, like you said, Crackling Voltage. Didn't we get this event last year? Isn't this a repeat?
Isn't this the yearly electric event?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
We had a test your metal,
but that was like electric and steel.
Yeah, I feel like we've had a Crackling Voltage event before.
I don't remember a Crackling Voltage. I know that there was something when they released Hisuian Voltorb as a thing, but not necessarily something entitled Crackling Voltage.
Yeah.
Clearly an electric event.
Definitely an electric event. I got a feeling you're going to see things like Voltorb, the Magmemite.
Is there a Pokemon they could... They could release for it. They typically do make like a Pokemon, like one Pokemon debuts.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We're also missing.
Wasn't the last one they did? Not Charjabug or Vikavolt.
Togedemaru.
Togedemaru. Okay.
Yeah. Love that little thing in Great League.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so great. League.
It's so disrespectful when it attacks. It just turns around and shows you its butt. Like,
look at my butt.
Yeah.
Let's see. Unreleased electric type Pokemon. Scrolling through.
Ooh, more Pekka. Ooh.
Ooh, more Pekka would be interesting.
Yamper?
I'm in for Yamper too. That would be a good buddy.
Oh yeah. Bolton too. Oh, so good.
Holy crap! That's just pure electric. So let's keep scrolling here. Yamper, I could take that. Ooh, do they release more Rotom forms finally?
Ooh,
I feel like those have been so specialized though. Like Rotom Mo was just in Seattle, wasn't it?
Yeah. Seattle. And then we got Wash. We've had Wash a couple times. Yeah,
but they're slowly limiting the amount of people that can get those.
Just give us regular Rotom.
I take that.
Yeah.
Toxel and Toxtricity.
That's a good move.
I would go so hard for those Pokemon because I love them.
They'd probably get Boom Burst, though.
Probably. I'm okay with that. I love Toxtricity.
That's about all I could see them releasing. That's about it.
Those are the good ones.
And they won't release any of them.
Based on the Spotlight Hour, which is going to be Tynamo, I'm pretty certain that that's going to be in the wild for the event, or at least the precursor leading up to it.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, speaking of Tynamo, I hope that one day it gets a good move update, because
I have abilities.
One. Yeah, or something, because I have one that's like built for Great League. This was like pre me knowing what I was doing in PvP, but it's just sitting there ready to go, and one day I want to use it.
Electros?
Yeah, Electros.
Have you used it yet? It's so much fun. Its head like just spasms. It is the craziest Pokemon to watch.
That's amazing. And I want to use it. It's just waiting in the Pokeball. I'm like, don't worry, Electros, your time is coming.
Well, we will be having a draft again in the coming months, so
dibs. You heard it here first, folks. I said dibs.
But Spotlight Hours, Matthew, we got, I would say, a decent one coming up next week.
Yeah.
Swirlix with two times dust.
I'm here for it. And it's got a good shiny.
Got a good shiny. Slurpuff actually has a little bit of play with the Fairy Wind update.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm all here for this. And literally, we've stretched as much as we can out of the news that there's really nothing else.
There is one thing that I wanted to ask, because I know, like, your opinion, Wildcat, but Shadow and Johnny, what do you guys think of the research breakthrough where it's a pool of six Pokemon to cycle through?
I was all for it before, but I hate it now because I've gotten Dinos like every single time, nothing else. Like, like a shot at the Glaring Mr. Mime, please. I feel like that's not too much to ask.
I wouldn't dislike the pool. I say because there's roughly 4 weeks a month. There's some science for you.
Uh-oh.
I would take away two of them.
Furfrow? And Bagon, right?
I would probably take Goomy and Bagon, because I don't have a shiny Furfrow and I want one. But I would take away two of them and I would boost the shiny odds just a little bit.
Okay.
Because like the last one of the more recent ones that we did was Shedinja. There were four chances to get it.
Yeah.
It could be shiny. One of mine was shiny, but I had four chances, not maybe a chance. So I would make it 25% for each spawn and boost the shiny rate a little bit. I wouldn't say a ton, because you know that's how Niantic does. So get what I can. For those of you that can't see, which is all of you, I was just shown a shiny Furfrow and I did a little riot in my head.
Yeah.
He started a riot.
This is how we welcome people to the show, is we rub things in their face.
Oh, if that's what we're doing. I would limit the pool just by two Pokemon and then bump the shiny odds. Otherwise, go back to one, leave the shiny odds as they are. Hopefully it can be shiny. And do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just go back to legendaries, but you know.
Well, of course.
I was like, that's the ideal answer, but
if we had what we wanted.
Me talking. I don't know what everyone else thinks.
No, like I said before, we're all thinking it. You just said it. I don't need another shiny Dino. Like I was there for the community day. I was there for December community. I'm good.
You know what I need? I need a sub 1500 Regirock. That's what I need.
Ooh. Yeah, from the good old days when legendaries were in the big three.
Because I don't have one, even though I caught four of them that month.
Hey,
Wrecked.
The Get Wrecked Kid, I love so much. I
love the music update. It's so good.
Oh, God. Astro did knock that out of the park. And we weren't joking. All of those were a surprise to us on the 100th episode. Dino and I had zero clue.
That's amazing.
And I was so very good. Appreciative that I didn't have a clue, because it was like getting to hear it for the first time ever. Because, you know, I was hearing it for the first time ever. Speaking of the first time ever, I think old Johnny Womboss plays some GBL sets.
Oh boy.
That's what I heard. Yep. I
heard he was just grinding all holiday. He even has an ELO, right? You have an ELO, right? Yeah.
I will guess at what that may be.
Here we go. Yeah,
we're gonna guess your ELO reveal. Yeah.
Okay. Based on the amount of wins from the amount of battles, I would have to say my ELO is 12.
What rank have we made it to?
I am rank 8, 22 wins, 37 battles. I've earned a whopping 20,000 Stardust.
Hey.
So get off my back.
I mean, that's almost a 60% win rate. That's not terrible, actually.
I'm not bad at GBL. I just don't always want to do it.
Think of all the dust you could earn.
Oh, and all the non-legendaries I could catch.
Oh, no. I've caught 12 legendaries this month.
12?
This season already.
Wild.
Maybe they fixed the rate from last
year. They have fixed it.
They haven't fixed it for me at all. So I'm right there with you.
You should just get good, Matthew.
I've been getting good. We'll see.
Lifetime GBL dust earnings here. 22,791,309.
No.
That is my lifetime dust. This season alone, I've already earned 778,000 dust.
That's crazy.
Ooh, buddy.
And that is never doing premium pass. I do not do the premium track. I just do the basics.
Wow. That's impressive.
Shadow, where are you at?
I am at a whopping 2,063.
Okay. Hey, you're ace. Okay. You're ace.
Yeah, I'm ace rank.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been able to battle so as early. Much. Yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna take my time getting, because I'm going to hit legend this season. Like, you heard it here first, folks. Actually, second.
I do have a GBL flex that we'll get to once we've checked on everybody.
Okay. Matthew, how you doing?
Okay. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Wildcat?
Better than I was. Better than I was.
Yeah, do tell.
No, I'm going to let you reveal first.
Oh, no, tell my story. Please. Like, you know, of course, you know, you can go first.
Fine. So, last week on Thursday, when the leagues changed, I come up with probably the most basic meta team you could come up with. And I was running Charizard, Aurorus, and Obstruct Obstagoon. That first three battles, I'm up to 2490.
Solid.
I lost two battles during that climb there due to my mother's Wi-Fi that decides just to stop working at times randomly.
Feel that.
And I'm like, oh, I'm only 10 points away. I can easily get a 3-2.
Oh, no.
I had three different battles freeze. One of them. Steel. Went 1-4, and I'm like, I'm pissed. Obviously, the way to fix this is to do it again.
Of course.
No. 05. Okay, I actually need to go to bed. It's like 1:30 in the morning here. Screw this, whatever. Wake up the next day, and the meta is nothing like it was that night. Just a hard left shift for Rizians everywhere now. People are running 2 and 3 Obstagoon counters. Oof. Hard meta shift. I'm like, well, crap. I dropped all the way down to 2220. Then, come last night, chatting with Dino, and he suggests a team of Charizard, Focus Blast Ampharos, and Obstagoon.
Interesting.
As of right now, I'm at 2421. I've climbed right at 200 points in 24 hours.
Could you, just for the listeners that might have been trying to put together a team real quick, could you say that team one more time?
Yes. So it's Charizard, Wing Attack, Blast Burn, Dragon Claw. I don't know what happened there. Don't mind me. I'm just having a minor stroke, y'all. It is Ampharos, Volt Switch, Brutal Swing, Focus Blast. The number of things I have blasted out of existence today. A full health Obstagoon doesn't survive.
That feels so good because the number of Obstagoons I'm encountering.
And then I'm running Obstagoon with counter obstruct Night Slash. You can also do cross chop Night Slash. It plays a little differently depending upon which moveset you have. But Ampharos would be your safe swap on that team either way.
Okay.
Nice. So, for example, if you get a Giratina lead, you're just going to stay in and throw Dragon Claws, for example. So, pretty solid team. And thank you for Dino for a little bit of coaching on it, because that's the one thing everyone hearing this team on the thing, don't think you can just plug and play it. This is the thing that we've kind of taught and been trying to teach people is if you find a team that you like online through a YouTube video or something of that nature, if you can get a hold of that creator or someone that knows kind of how that team's working, go talk to them and figure out how they play it.
No, 100%. That was actually one of the battle strategies for our show that we talked about because of you guys. See, you could see people, let's say on Reddit, like, oh, I'm using this team. But if you don't know how to play that team, all you've done is switched your Pokemon around.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know how to play it.
Yeah. So,
yes.
And it will take you, most likely, unless you're having someone coaching right there that runs the team, it may take you 2 to 3 sets to figure it out.
Exactly.
Stick with the team. Don't go constantly changing and trying to flip things around because it's not working. But yeah, the team, really good, actually. That the Focus Blast, even against like a Virizion, does 60%+.
I like that.
So you don't, even in a bad matchup, you're not stuck. So, right. Matthew, now you stalled long enough. How you doing, buddy?
I was actually hoping I was going to beat you on this. I'm at 2409. I've been in a race to vet with Astro and Greninja Muffin, so I actually have been taking it very seriously this season. So I am running Lyle's original team, which was Virizion, Amoris, and Double. Just because I have a
Auroras, not Amoris.
What?
You're combining Auroras? The two names. You said it's Auroras. You said Amoris.
Same thing. Tomato, tomato, right? Like
tomato, tornado, same thing.
Tomato, tornado. I was using Virizion, Auroras, and Double. I was having a issue with Giratina as their safe swap. Like if I lost lead, I'd go in the Double, and then their Dragon Breath Giratina would kind of outpace and shred Double, even though it had payback on it. So I was talking with Lyle, and today I switched Double out for Ampharos, which gave me a lot more coverage against Giratina. But the downside is it gave me less coverage against Alolan Ninetales. So like we're talking about, there's like a give and take in terms of like every team, but with Giratina's almost on every team that I've seen, I decided to sort of prioritize the back end of my team to be able to handle Giratina better by swapping out the Double for the Ampharos. But Ampharos is running the Focus Blast and Brutal Swing. Yeah.
Yeah. That Focus Blast does a lot to the Ninetales still, though.
Oh, it does. I know.
Oh, it's so fun to watch. That just goes whoosh.
Yep.
Oh, wait. You died at 3 Volt Switches now.
Yep.
You had a good Pokemon.
And just like you guys were saying, it's like it's learning how to play the team. A9 lead is extremely hard for this team, so it's just kind of learning how to play that matchup, and it wasn't a strategy that I necessarily think to do, so it takes a coach like we have to be able to walk you through and explain some of these like higher tier strategies that make those teams work, because at a first glance, you know, you're not going to be able to play it, and you may not have any success like I didn't until I got told how to actually play the team against certain troublesome matchups.
Yeah, so the easiest way to get that coaching is in our Discord, because the people that create these teams, like Dino, myself, Lyles, thanks Obama, there's all kinds of different folks in our Discord that create teams that work for people every season. We're willing to actually help.
Yeah, I am a product of that. As I've said at least 2.7 billion times on our show, literally last season in Willpower Cup Wildcat, I was like, anyone want to do practice? You're like, yes. You smoked my team, told me how to run the team that you used, and I climbed, it was 330 points mm-hmm. that next 4 days. So
what's even worse, I dropped 100 points in
Willpower. Really?
So glad it worked for someone. You know?
Actually, hell no. You know? In all reality, I get more happiness out of helping others get to that goal than I do myself at this point. I'll be frankly, I'm fairly burnt out on GBL right now. Like, it has been a slog to get through this season already, and it's still 2 months to go. Like, I am a little burned out. So helping others is actually where I do get my help, my happiness in GBL. And it's the reason I keep playing, because I can't help others if I don't play and test the teams out myself.
Exactly.
Speaking of, if you want those sneak peeks of those teams, something the Discord members may have noticed, teams like what Lyles is running, what Dina is running, what I'm running, they're not coming out in the general chat out of the gate anymore. Those are getting initially put into on day one or day two into the members coaching or coaches corner sections. And then by Sunday or Monday, we're putting those into the general area. So if you want that live coaching, as Matthew said, to, you know, the person that's running it to watch you battle and help you through it, I highly recommend the members coaching section. I won't highly recommend the coaches corner. It is awesome. We'll help you. But, you know, members coaching, you can get there technically for free because, you know, you can give us Jeff Bezos's money.
Hey.
And we like Jeff Bezos's money. He has some extra money.
He has at least $3.
And I will tell you that our members, Shadow Prime can tell you, he's in that members coaching section getting live coaching from Lyles. How much did that help you?
It literally helped. It made me a better battler. So now I'm seeing things before that I didn't. Mm-hmm. When I was battling. Even now, I haven't been able to do it because the holidays have just been so busy. But even now, I can I can see when my performance is starting to decline because I haven't been in members coaching as much. It's a tangible difference.
Lyles will only yell at you one or two times about your move timing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, when you were getting coached by him, when you made a mistake, did he threaten to drive down or fly down to you as well? Or
not
or is
as
it just
much.
Me? I don't know.
It's just you.
Not
it's
as
just
much. You. I think it's just you.
Okay. I just make the dumbest plays sometimes that really just set him off.
Could you imagine if Matthew didn't purposely try to throw games? How much higher his ELO could be?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just
Matthew,
do it because I know
he's resisted move right now. Yeah. When you had the other move that knocks him out. Yeah.
I know him. He's me.
it's really nice to know that I can give somebody an aneurysm over Discord sometimes. So sometimes you just have to have some fun with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know this is not a session just to plug the members coaching, but it is really dope. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Matthew, in the first executive edition, you said that when the coaches are coaching you, they're not like, oh, you need to do this. You need to do this. It's, hey, what teams can we build? Like they're in there with you. Like they've got your back and they're helping you battle to achieve that goal. And that's one of the things I've noticed and every single time. So
kudos. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
10 chef's kiss.
And I will say, we plug Lyles a lot here. Lyles isn't the only members coach that's in there for you.
Yeah.
There's Thanks Obama. There's Fighting Gobbler. If you want some help with your regionals teams, you know, we just have regionals qualifier Buckeye Fitzy in there ready to help. And, oh, top 8 from Toronto Dax is in that channel ready to help if you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the coaches themselves. The one thing I love about that channel is even if the coaches aren't available, people will still hop in and play sets and people will just hang out and learn from each other. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Little plug there. Speaking of little plug, Master League's coming back. Yay! Well, it's actually here already, but we're just ignoring that it's here right now.
Master League? What's Master League?
It's the one where you have to spend approximately $200 to build the Pokemon to then get RPS'd and lose anyways.
Ooh.
You know that league, right?
Yeah. I've done one Master League battle in the past memory.
But, oh, remember
that is it. I won, but that's it.
I'm never doing this again.
For those less of us whales, there's Master League Premier Classic coming.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have done a Master League Classic to end the season in the classics, though. I would have taken Master League Classic over Premier Classic.
Yeah,
because my Hundo Shadow Mewtwo is not eligible for Premier Classic. I may never get it to level 50. That's 360 XL candy, y'all. That is a lot of money. Much. That is so much money. It's not even about the dust. I don't care about the dust in that aspect. It's so much money to get that XL candy.
That is true.
But yeah, so open Master League. You know what? We're still going to talk about it because, you know, as much crap as I talk, I understand the meta. I understand kind of how things work there. I just don't like to go whaling. Mm-hmm. Right now, the biggest shakeup that we have had, there's a new name in the top 10. Let's see if you guys can catch that new name as I read off your top 10 here. Dragonite, number 1. Shadow Dragonite, number 2.
Ooh, that's new. That's new.
Get out, Matthew. Lugia. Altered Giratina, Lugia Shadow, Solgaleo, Kyurem, Zacian, Meloetta, and Shadow Mewtwo. Did anyone catch the new thing?
Kyurem.
No. It did climb some.
That's because
I saw you had a little like PTSD twitch.
no more Kyurem, please.
Solgaleo,
everyone's favorite steel lion that looks like it should be a fire type, but isn't. It's psychic steel, if you didn't know. Has fire spin, psychic fangs, and iron head. It picks up wins with a 908 battle rating against Zacian.
Oh, let's go.
655 battle rating beats Dialga. Holy it beats crap. Dragonite with a 632. Beats Excadrill closely. Beats Gyarados, with its key losses being it gets absolutely crushed by Giratina Origin Form. Garchomp, it loses the Metagross closely, it loses the Lugia closely, and it loses the Mewtwo closely. So when you look at Solgaleo against the meta, you're looking at 15 wins versus 18 losses. So it is truly in the meta. It is the fairy crusher. If someone brings a fairy into Solgaleo, it dies.
Big yikes. I did my
How many people have a level 50 Solgaleo yet, though? Because you know we got one.
Not I. Said me.
How many rare candy XLs do you guys have? Because I haven't used any of them that I've gathered.
I built this Lickitung thing that I got really tired of walking.
I don't blame you.
Got real tired of walking. I got tired of seeing that thing as my buddy. So I have 0.
Okay.
I did a lot of raids, and I went from 15 XL rare candies to 20.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a lot of growth, my dude.
I have 20 okay. whole.
To get 2.3 million,
2.3.
You did all those raids and got five rare candy.
Wait, so one raid all those raids were in person, correct?
In person, yes. I drove around town just looking for raids. I did one raid. I was so upset. I got.
Oh, I heard about this.
I was so upset. I got the Stardust. I got 21 hyper potions, and that's it. I was like, well, I'm deleting this game.
It's a rough
See
roll.
You guys.
That's even worse than the crap one I got, Wildcat. Like, holy crap.
Wow.
That's a refund right there.
Hyper potions. I was like, are you
did
joking?
Was that the Kyurem that got away too? Like you didn't even catch it?
That one wasn't that was a few raids later. It was a hundo and it just wouldn't stay on the ball.
Okay.
I'm
so
sitting
you,
it.
So how many raids did you do approximately for you to only get about five
so
rare candy
back
XL?
In the day, like pre-COVID days, I bought a bunch of those boxes just kind of willy-nilly, and I had just like passes set. Mm-hmm. So I had like 80-something passes just chilling in my bag. Oh. So I was like, I'll burn through those. And I went through about 45 of them, and it was a lot.
So in 45 raids, you only got five candy XL?
Five candies.
Rough.
It was not pleasant. And then at night, that's when I break in all the remotes. And hey, send me raids!
Oh my goodness,
Japan! Mm-hmm. Oh, it was
that's still
it was not
low
pleasant.
Drop rate. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sitting at 19 rare candy XLs. However, those were earned at the same time as how many did I had over 900 rare candies?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That those were the same growth.
What?
Yeah, from nothing to nothing. It was I got about 19 rare candy XLs. No, I got exactly that many, and over 900 rare candies.
That's insane.
I don't remember what it was from because Shuckle. I used all those already, so I'm not sure. Ah, yes, it was Cartana. Yep. And I finally threw them into my Moltres with legacy moves. I think.
Nice.
So yeah.
Yeah,
it's a slow rate.
I will say the one thing that is for certain I know, if you see a level 50 Sogaleo, you found a defit player.
There you go.
Because that's the only way to get enough candies at this point. You cannot walk far enough.
Nope.
Between when you caught a Sogaleo, maybe in a season. Maybe. If you started walking your Cosmog out of the gate, maybe, but yeah, that's rough.
Even Forrest Gump style.
That's a lot. Yeah, because I decided to best buddy my Cosmog just because there was no reason. Just I just think they're neat.
That's what I did with the Cartana. I wanted to see how small that ribbon could be.
Yeah, and even then I was like, there's no way I'm going to have enough candy for this thing, so I'll do Lunala instead.
Which, wait till it comes out in raids.
Yeah.
In the
you did
distance.
Lunala?
I just
did you not listen to the neat. Show where we told you under no circumstance do Lunala?
Yeah,
did you not
I did.
Hear me tell
and
you
I was
that?
Like, oh, in the distant future, that'll probably be sooner rather than later. And I was like, Lunala is neat. So here I am regretting.
You didn't see regret. The asterisk after distant future asterisk, like TBD.
Like. It said capital F, future.
Yeah,
future.
Yeah.
That means we don't even know when it's coming out.
Yeah, they also promised like, you know, updates a month in advance and all this.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Stuff, and you're still taking them at their word.
I'm waiting on some more dev diaries.
Yeah. You know those this is a moment of astrosity right there. There we go.
Yeah.
That is a moment of astrosity. That's a moment of making me angry.
Yeah. Oh,
you did it on purpose. Okay, I want to put in point to note here. Zekrom is currently number 15. I want to see when it gets what is the stupid move?
Fusion Bolt.
Fusion Bolt, yeah.
Where it goes.
Right, up or down.
Up or down. But yeah, overall...
It's the same as Wild Charge, right, at the 45?
Mm-hmm.
But Wild Charge just hits harder. The only difference is it just doesn't debuff.
Yeah. We're going to see. I'm not certain which one you're going to run around. So mm-hmm. Let's see what it does. I just want to put it in a point of I'm calling out number 15. So when in a week and a half, when we look at the rankings, I can say, oh, it went up or down because I'll forget. And if it's in the show, Matthew will remember. That's how it works. He remembers everything we do on the show somehow.
Yeah.
I don't really know how he does it.
It must be nice.
Because he's the most executive of producers.
I even know what happens in your show, too.
What you don't realize is actually producing your show and you don't even know it yet.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
Other than that, let's flip over and talk about the one league that I think most people is going to run this time is mm-hmm. Master League Premier Classic.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm taking note of, there's a new Pokemon in its top 10 as well. So let's go through the list here. Florgus, Dragonite, Gyarados Shadow, Snorlax Shadow, Dragonite Shadow, Ursaluna, Garchomp, Togekiss, Metagross. Spot the new Pokemon.
I bet.
I'm going to give it to...
It's Ursaluna.
Ursaluna.
Yeah. Notice what's not in the top 10 anymore. What's the other ground type that has been dominant in Premier Classic?
The Mamoswine. Just kidding. Not Mamoswine. Excadrill.
There we go.
I was like, wait, that was the only one I used.
It's like, you're like the most Excadrill user I know.
Yeah. Excadrill is all the way down to number 21 now.
What?
Oh, I have a purified Hundo Ursaluna.
Mm.
Hey.
Cost less deaths to get it to level 40. And considering my Excadrill I was using is 14, 12, 11.
Oof.
Oof is right. Yeah. But it was lucky and cost half as much to build.
Well, hey, there you go.
Literally, Matthew's there's a reason. Face at that is just what you guys can't see is he literally, Matthew literally made this a sour face when I read off those IVs. Yeah.
See, this is one of those things where it's like, this is why I don't touch Master League, because it was like, you need a hundo or a functional hundo. And then it's just like, and then you have to spend all this dust. So when it's like, I hear somebody's building like 13, 12, whatever monstrosity that was, it just pains me because I'm cheap when it comes to Master League builds for that reason. Is I'm not going to play unless I have the mods that I need, and I just don't. So,
do you have a hundo chestnut and or a hundo chest spin?
No. I do not. I might, but
what if I told you it has potential in Master League Premier Classic?
Let's see here.
It's ranked 12.
Oh, I got a bunch of 98s.
It's ranked 12 with wins against Excadrill, Snorlax, Magnezone, Gyarados, and Garchomp.
Really? Garchomp, I have two.
It beats Garchomp.
What are you doing, Garchomp?
I may build one just for fun. I'm looking at a Ursaluna chestnut, so I'm got to figure out something to do with dragons. Because Lord knows I don't have any other way to hit a dragon at this point.
You have Mamoswine?
I have Mamoswine.
Mamoswine would be good. Or you could have Dragon Breath Gary.
Yeah. God, why couldn't they give Ursaluna Shadow Claw?
It would have been perfect.
It would have been broken is why they didn't. I mean, it literally would have been broken.
High horsepower. Boom. High horsepower.
Yep, you guessed it. High horsepower.
I mean, you always have Togekiss there. I'm beating... Yeah, we'll see what I run. But overall... Whoa, I just scrolled down. Number 27, Aurorus.
I saw that. I did see that.
I like Aurorus. I like Meteor Beam and Weather Ball combo. It's real fun.
Meteor Beam is pretty great.
I don't have a hundo. And even if I did, I would probably use it for an Amora for Great League, not Aurorus for Master League, because that's going to go away real fast.
Oh, yeah. Aurorus. I like it.
That's interesting. I'm assuming everyone here, either are you taking a week off or are you going to play Premier Classic, Matthew?
I'm going to try to play Premier Classic. I was playing last time that it was around, but now I have more options available because I was preparing for this new season.
I mean, so I'm going to keep. I'm right there with you, Matthew, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Might as well.
I will spend the dust to build one Pokemon, and if it's not working out, I will sit on the sidelines.
Come join me on the sidelines.
let's be frankly honest.
You should take a break.
There's a reason Matthew and I are doing a Ember practice tournament on Saturday and not GBL.
Yeah.
Clever.
I was originally going to do Ember practice on the 31st, because that's typically what we do, is as soon as we can it's announced, we do it. And I'm like, it's New Year's Eve and I don't want to do Master League next week, so let's just push this out a week. Totally, absolutely did that.
That's amazing.
So good.
Do you ever question your life, Matthew?
Unfortunately, lately, yes. Especially with this new year, it's brought on a lot of introspection.
See, we're only 2 days in.
And I just got deep with Matthew. Yeah. Oh. You okay, Matthew? Let no one else is listening. How you doing, buddy? You
okay? I'm okay. It's just like when you think back on like 2022, I just started writing stuff down and then like kept finding. I was like, oh, that happened too. Oh, that happened too. And just it went on forever. And it just made me feel like time, my sense of time is completely skewed.
We're not going in 2021?
I mean, 2020 still feels like it's lasted like forever. Like, 2020 was like two. 6 months ago.
Let's go over and do some other questioning of things.
I agree.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, our first question. It's an interesting one.
I mean, we don't even have to do this one if you don't want.
Oh, no.
Who asks these kind of things?
I feel guilty for not answering this question on the last show, and I promised it would get addressed on the next show.
Yes.
So, oh, boy.
So our first question comes from Shadow Prime 34 over at the Roundtable Chattock. Make sure to go and give them a listen, y'all. Make a Pokemon. Give it a typing. Name and a moveset. You may have heard this question before, but it's back with a twist. Give it a Pokédex entry. I think it's only fitting we start with Shadow Prime 34.
Oh, man. I was hoping you would not say that.
You did this to yourself.
Yep.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I played myself. So after much thought, I wanted to make a regional variant of Machamp. And it would be... His name would be Machamp. I would give it counter and tackle for fast moves, just because. And also it'd be ghost and fighting type. And then it would be close
You're
combat.
You're just making Annihilate, aren't you?
No. This one is different. Kind of, yes. But, and then it'd be close combat. Let's do Shadow Sneak. And cross chop. Those are the moves. And for the Pokedex entry, I wanted to have some sort of like Tinkatung / Corviknight rivalry with another Pokemon. So I was like, let's just have it fight regular Machamps. So they just pick fights with the alive versions of themselves all the time. And they just duel it out. Except they're ghost type. So they're resistant to some of their moves.
Interesting.
So yeah. That's going to be Paldean Machamp. Yeah. There we go. That one's for the good guys.
There you have it.
Okay, Matthew Breaker, your turn.
Yes. So I am going to do a pre-evolution of Lapras called Noctlus. It is going to be a Mudboy, a ground... water. It is going to have mud shot, surf, and sand tomb.
Nice. What's that Pokedex in name?
The Pokedex entry is... Wait, is the Pokedex entry the story?
Yes. Behind it?
Pokedex entry would be this cute baby Pokemon makes its long journey from the waters onto the shore to hide from what are the things called that come try to predators. Eat it? Predators. Thank you.
Yeah.
Leopard seals.
Leopard seals.
Okay. That's decent. Johnny Woodball, do you want to go now or last? I'll give you the choice.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
So this Pokemon is called D-Bait.
What?
And this is the public speaking Pokemon.
D-Bait.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking about this for the last 25 seconds. Give me a break.
Yeah. Right there.
It is a normal fighting.
Why is it fighting? Just gets on stage and starts swinging.
It's debating.
Oh, okay.
Argue with your mom. It is
I built more of like a main series Pokemon. So mm-hmm. it would have Chatter.
There you go.
I'm going to give it Growl, Clangorous Soul, and Roar. So they're all sound-based.
Sound-type wind.
Evolutions when you get fighting moves. So we have to come back to that when I think more.
Wait, I have an idea. Like, my Machamp could be rivals with D-Bait. There we go. Because they resist each other.
There you go. And the Pokedex entry is this Pokemon uses sound-based moves to annoy, confuse, and defeat its opponents. I made the back half of that up as I was talking.
Hey, there you go.
Did I miss anything?
What's his name? Wait, no, you said D-Bait. Never mind.
It's D-Bait, dude. Best Pokemon name ever.
Okay, mine is going to be a cat-based Pokemon that is going to evolve into the final form, and everyone's going to hate it because it's going to become bipedal.
No!
Is it a football player?
It is not. Close. It's going to be a basketball player.
Ooh, nice. Blue blood.
The Wildcats know how to play basketball right now. That's besides the point. We won't get me started there.
What team?
What team?
Okay, back to this thing. It is going to be a speedster, so it's going to know moves such as Quick Attack, as well as Lick. So very fast charging mm-hmm. moves. And Lock On, actually. Nice. You've got to lock on to that goal.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Charge moves, we're going to go with the eventual move coming to the game, Pyro Ball. Nice. Even though that's a soccer-based move, it's going to throw it versus kick it.
Baller.
I like that. Yep. It's also going to have Flame Charge to help power that up. And if we couldn't tell by now, it's a fire type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's got to have some coverage moves. So it's going to get close combat.
Nice.
Nice.
As far as a story is, this mighty cat can take down any opponent. However, it's known to choke at times. This is the season I'm in. Leave me alone.
I love that so much.
I'd like to rename my Pokemon to Duke.
Duke? And it is the Wildcat. I was actually originally doing a football player, but with what's happening on Monday Night Football, I kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys, whatever you do, send thoughts and prayers to Damar Hamlin and his family. Mm. Really bad things just happened on Monday Night Football. So we'll leave it at that and keep moving on with our show, though. Khaleesi Fitzy asks, what was your reaction when they announced the time for Hisuian Avalug Raid Day? How about before they announced the time? Would you change it if you could? Oh, Johnny Woodball, what did you think of Hisuian Avalug Raid Day?
As a player with friends around the world, I didn't play it during my time, but I played it during all of their times when I was being sent raids. However, the official time in at least America or Christmas celebrating areas was a terrible decision with... zero forethought. We'll give him that much credit. And it really could not have been placed at a worse time on a worse day than it was. That said, I got my fill in the day before, so I was okay with it in the end, but that is not a good idea for the future.
Matthew, thoughts?
I guess I was just like you, I raided the night before. So mm-hmm. like I got all my raids done. I did a few in the morning, like the morning time, when I was getting invites from other people as well, but I didn't play at all during my time, like my section time.
Shadow, anything to add?
Yeah, same thing. I was like, when they announced that, I was like, this is a Pokemon I will remote raid because I'm not going out for this.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then to add on, you know, negative 30 degree temperatures. I was fine.
Absolutely not.
I will give out the biggest shout out in the world. Thank you, Lily Bear. You are absolute hero every time new raid bosses come along because she does an absolute amazing job of getting people into those Australian raids. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lily Bear, because I raided, I'm pretty sure, 20 of them with her, and I still didn't get a shiny.
Oh,
yeah, I got no shinies either.
Yeah, I mean, if we can do a shout out as well, shouts to Teru in New Zealand,
helping
us out.
Mm-hmm. And
all of our beta testers, we appreciate you very much, beta testers.
Thank you. You
are the real heroes.
The real MVP.
Overall, I agree with everything you guys said. It just was. I get it. The entire world doesn't celebrate Christmas. I fully understand that. But a large portion of your player base does. And that's not just in America. Other parts of the world still do celebrate Christmas as well. It just was poor time. Like, I could have seen doing that on the 31st, and I don't think anyone would have complained.
Mm-mm.
No.
We weren't even partying that day yet.
Yeah.
Exactly. 2 to 5 on the 31st, it doesn't even register that it's New Year's yet. That you don't even start until like 7 p.m.
Yeah. Nope. It's like, wait, the New Year starts in a few hours. Yep.
Next is Soren Roses. Who the hell left the freezer open? I'm looking at you, Astro. I can quickly answer this. Who do we have that's farthest north?
Lyle.
Miles! Damn it! Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. Close the freezer. Keep that cold in Canada where it belongs. I hope we can get a soundbite out of Steve just as good as that. We've got to see what we can do to manipulate the situation to get that soundbite.
Yeah.
And not only do we have to do that, we have to make sure we play that at least once while Steve's here.
Yes.
Just to get his reaction to it. How do you suggest juggling all the different PvP stuff that we have to access to? Between GBL, factions, server leagues, the actual Sylph League, it seems close to impossible to do it all unless you're single and all you do is pogo. I love this comment. Matthew, how do you balance everything going on?
I have no life. So no, I pick and choose. So like I will not be doing a whole lot of like self tournaments this coming season just because I am prioritizing other aspects of the game that don't have to do with battling. So you have to sacrifice stuff. You will burn out if you try to do it all. That is never a good thing. So don't do it, even if you are single and have all the time, because eventually it will drain you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Shadow, you do a lot of battling. Johnny Wimball can tell you the answer easy. Just don't do it all.
I have a different answer for Pokemon in general, but we'll give it to our resident PvPer here.
Yeah, for me, like I made the mistake actually when I first started doing Sylphs, like I plugged into every Sylph like thing around in the map. So I was like in 7 different tournaments, and that was so chaotic. So I was like, nope, I'm going to keep it down to like minimum 3. Like I'll do like the podcast that I listen to and ours. That's it. Like just, and I'll participate in like the custom metas we do. And then my GBL. But other than that, I'm like, I'm not doing any more. Like that's actually why I had to take a step back from BTW part 2. Cause it was a lot going on. And I was like, I don't want to be holding down the team if everyone else, like someone else can step in. So yeah, just, I like you, Matthew, pick and choose and just kind of see what I would like to do and then prioritize setting up myself for that. So
and don't tell Shadow Matthew, but I think the team said that Soren Roses was a big upgrade over Shadow Prime, but don't let him know.
Ow.
I'll tell you it's your face.
Right in the feelings. Right in the feelings.
Give me a hard time. I do know Soren's been doing really well in Factious A. So,
well, Soren's a great battler.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I'm going to Johnny Womball last for just the general perspective, but I will say Burnout's okay. And when you get to that point, don't feel pressured to keep going. If you need to take a week or two, do it. Like I am trying to get better about not playing my battles on the weekend, because that's one of the things I used to do, was I didn't do GBL on the weekends. I still will stream. If I'm streaming, I'll do my sets. If I don't stream, or if I'm going to do something, you know, non-GBL related, I probably won't play my weekend battles anymore. That gives me a couple days to kind of unplug from it. Also, we've talked about on the before, weekends are weird in GBL. People in the meta shifts stupidly on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happens on the weekend, but it's never good for me. So, yeah, I will say definitely be okay to burn out. If you need to take a break, take a break. It's real exciting, especially when you're getting into a new server, you're getting into a new group, and you want to do it all. Don't feel like you have to, is the big thing. So I know, Johnny Wimball, you said you have a general Pokemon answer, and I would love to hear that.
Yeah, so, and not everyone is in the time of life that I am. You know, I'm married, I have a dog, got a house to take care of and all of this. And especially as it's been colder and less outdoor playable lately, for me, it is okay and often preferred if Pokemon altogether takes a backseat to wife and life. There's other things that I want to be doing in life. There's, you know, I'm a married man. I want to spend as much time as I can with my wife. My dog probably won't outlive us, so I'm going to spend as much time as I can with her. And so, you know, it will often take a background to wife and life as a choice. You know, I could be sitting there playing Pokemon while we're doing stuff or whatever, but, you know, in the end, I have to think about what is more important. And for me, that is, you know, my little family and things that I may want to be doing that end up being Pokemon less, as we, you know, go out and about and do things. So, it is okay if you are playing Pokemon and you either decide or it's decided for you that Pokemon altogether can take a background.
You make me look
bad. I think that's the healthiest.
That's because you do look bad.
Rude. I think that is a really good point to make, because I know, especially in the PvP community, I know quite a few people that have had relationships in somewhat because of the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't let yourself get there. If you can, if taking a break can keep that from happening, take the break. It's a game. It's not worth your mental health. You know, we've seen burnout. Look at the example of Fleece King hitting that real hard mental wall and having to step away. And it's something I think is a good point to remember. Prioritize yourself and your physical and mental well-being first. That's our PSA. Okay.
Well, that's as serious as I get.
That got a little heavy. We need to light it up. Do any of you have a system for building PvE mons versus PvP mons? Yes, I do. I have the best system in the world. I don't build PvE mons because I can always get a lobby of enough people to carry me.
That's right. You?
I do the same. I would have saved so much dust had I not built anything for PvE.
This was the joy of me having a community where we had 40 to 60 raiders every single weekend.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, pre-COVID days, I literally never had to build any PvE. I don't find short-manning raids fun to me. It's stressful, and I don't like being stressful with spending a dollar. If I spend a dollar, I want to chill out with that dollar.
Yep.
What do you guys? Johnny Wombo, you are more of a PvE player than the rest of us. How do you prioritize what you're going to build and what you're spending your dust on?
So as far as PvE goes, I will spend dust gladly on hundos that are useful. I've got a Shedinja. Pump it up for fun. The Garchomps, they get pumped up quickly. they're more useful. You know, the Mewtwo's are useful. The Dialga's are useful. And in the end, I'll often have Master League PvP Pokemon built because of, I got a hundo of that thing. Cool. Let's pump it up. I don't generally go hard building things for PvE that aren't useful. So there's that crossover there. As far as PvP, if it's useful or could one day be useful, or I got the right stats and I can make it useful, then I'll spend a little bit of dust building that. But again, the higher CP that you go in your leagues, the more expensive they'll be. I don't know if any of y'all knew that.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It gets more expensive as you go higher.
You're making that up.
No, dude, math. And so, it really depends on the specific Pokemon for me. There are some that I would love to power up past and go to PvE level, but they're more useful sub 1500. So for me, it really breaks down to what the catch was.
Nice. Anything to add, Mr. Shrotto?
Yeah. Long story short, I don't build PvE mons. My PvP mons are my PvE mons.
Yep.
Like, I had things that were built like way before GBL, like those ones that were cranked up there, those usually find their way into a raid lobby. But other than that, I'm just like, whatever I've got, go get them. You've got this team.
I love people getting angry at my cross chop Machamp in a raid. It's like, why don't you have dynamic punch? And I'm like, cross chop is better for GBL. That's what I'm rolling with. You can't tell me.
I'm rich, bitch.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here comes the money.
All right, Stardust check, everyone. I am sitting pretty at 191,653.
Do we want to go least to most? How do we want to do this? Where are you guys at?
I think
you're probably higher because you build less.
Well, I've had to intentionally build less. So I think maybe you next.
I'll probably be lower. I'm at 966,107.
Nice. I'm at 1,040,400.
I am down 700,000 since Friday.
Yo.
Wow.
That's a hefty amount.
Friday. What did you build?
I'm at 5.8 million.
Oof. Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, but no, not joking. I've spent 700,000 dust since this weekend.
What all did you build?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
But I can tell you, I just caught a shiny Puccina.
You know who still hasn't caught one live on my own? Me. Rude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to let the listeners know because I tapped it because I was checking the Stardust and I was like, oh, hey, shiny.
I am too professional to check. By the way, where's that? When isn't that raid happening?
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't you be sending out a raid invite?
You'll have to get it from somewhere else.
Oh,
whoops! It has disappeared.
Next up from Sword and Roses, I asked this in Coach's Corner, but I feel like it could benefit the community at large. How do you go about teaching yourself to not misplay, whether it's a conscious choice or you're trigger happy like me? Wildcat said, work on nerves. How do you do that though? It isn't necessarily obvious. Repetition, repetition, repetition. That is the only way. And I, any battler that tells you they don't make misplays is a flat out liar. We all will make a misplay eventually, but you make less misplays over time. And you do that by simply repetition. I mean, literally, even this past weekend, last night, Matthew was there. I was getting coached by Dino and Lyles, and they switched in their Ampharos. And in that case, I know in my head, I should switch into my Obstagoon as the counter to their Ampharos. I, some reason, because of muscle memory, go, I need to safe swap, not counter swap, and switch my own Ampharos in. Luckily, I got bailed out by them not shooting a focus blast and laughing hysterically at their HP bar just disappearing. But it still happens. I think a lot of times, things like having a set spot where your safe swap is. So, for example, I tap on the sides of my screen. So my safe swap is on the right, my bottom point, because that's the quickest type I can get to if I need to swap. But making sure that you have that kind of general setup, you play the same way each time, really starts to help cut down some of those misplays.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything to add there, guys?
I think as far as misplays go, like you said, it is a practice thing.
100%.
Especially if you're going to be using the same team for a while. It is practice. Make sure, like you said, they're in the right spot. You don't bring the wrong one. And but above all is practice.
Yeah, and just like a lot of like the little things, like, and I'm going based off like the experiences I've had, like knowing where to tap, like you said, Wildcat, like I tap on the right side. Well, and for me, because I'm like, I'm so busy like looking at my little energy thing filling up, and then I have to like go and look, check to see like typings if like I switch in something. So it's a lot of like eye darting around and like knowing how to react to that, which is, I didn't necessarily answer the question, but yes, helping. So yeah.
My way is I just have Lyle yell at me every time I make a mistake. And he still keeps making the same mistakes. Yeah, I do make them a little less. And then when I make them on my own and I'm not getting coached, I like knee-jerk like look around to see if he's watching.
1-3-7, Matthew. 1-3-7.
Yeah.
Another thing I would add for misplays, as I have done this on live streaming before, don't tap where your shields are going to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I tap at the sides now.
Yep. Don't tap where your shields are going to be.
I've been blindly tapping and then, oh, I just threw a shield. Oh, look, I just got a resisted weather ball thrown at my wall rain that I shielded.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. You moron.
Yep. I did that with our buddy Fish on Heater twice.
Yikes.
Whoop. Okay, next one. Ooh, I like this question. What's your best Pokemon swag from Christmas? Johnny One Ball.
So, our wives, separate wives, we are married to different people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, true. They tag teamed and surprised us on one of our recent episodes. They purchased for us the Chatot pattern button down shirt from Original Stitch. So we have those in the closet. Haven't broken mine out yet on account of it's white, and all we've done this holiday is eat food. they were a very thoughtful and expensive gift that they brought for us. So yeah. that was definitely the best Pokemon swag for me.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Mid episode ambush. Yeah, I'd say that as well. I didn't get too much Pokemon stuff from the rest of the fam, but that was really dope. Like we had just opened, done a gift exchange thing featuring Matthew Breaker.
That's right.
And as we were about to continue, all of a sudden our studio door opens up and we're like, what? Well, I was like, what? So, yeah, because the door was ajar and I was taken aback. So, yeah. I just wanted to make that joke.
You're so dumb.
And I thought it was funny. Imagine, and none of you laughed.
I'm going to kick you off and it's not even my show.
Where is the puns being? Where is my puns?
Oh, we'll get there.
You'll get
they've been around. They've been around.
They're not now. They haven't.
Around table.
Matthew, what do you got?
I don't do gifts. Like I prefer to not have that stress on people to like have to feel that they have to spend money on me. And then the trade off is I don't get to spend money on them. So it works out both ways. But we all pool together for the little Ninos and stuff. So I end up buying myself like my own Christmas presents. And this year I found a new card shop in town and I got myself some Lapras like rainbow cards.
Nice.
And some Umbreon ones. So because they're my two favorite Pokemon. So I got those sitting next to my 10-inch Lapras Funko Pop and my Umbreon plushie. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
Speaking of cards,
and now
and
I have the bug,
Matthew.
And I had to hide my credit card so that I didn't
there you go.
go and keep buying everything.
Speaking of plugs and Matthew, he did send us over some very thought out gifts. And you would be glad to know, Matthew, that the Hitmonchan card that you sent over sits in front of my Alexa. So it looks like every time I'm talking to my house to do stuff for me, I'm talking to that card, and I think it's great.
You didn't want to frame it and put it over your bed?
I'm working on that conversation.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know quite how to bring that one up.
Okay. Okay.
I got you. Can you frame this and put this over the bed?
I have to say, my wife is not a Pokemon fan at all. Kind of actually hates it. But she buys me the best Pokemon stuff every year. Just absolutely amazing. I think this year, this right here.
Wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
So for those people that can't see what I'm holding up, and I will try to remember on Wednesday to post this in the Discord. Matthew can remind me, and I'll take a picture and do it. It is a LED lamp of Snorlax with Pikachu sleeping on his belly.
That's great.
It's so cool.
I have never even seen this before. And I love it, and I cannot wait to get my backdrop up to put it up.
I'm getting you buff Pikachu next year.
But yeah, but other than that, I think the best thing as far as Pokemon's is actually something we got from my daughter. We got her the giant Pokemon coloring pads.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. Those are cool. And
she's absolutely over the moon. Like literally every day she's doing, I'm having to make it so like you can do one picture a day to slow her down.
You gotta limit it.
Actually like staying in the lines and coloring them really well. It warms my heart because it is something I've got to share that I love with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that means more than, yeah, the LED lamp's cool. And you know, I had to show it off cause it is a really cool and thoughtful gift, but that's the one that really stands out to me this Christmas is seeing my daughter's love for Pokemon that I've kind of put in there to where she has her own account. She's level 25 or 26 now.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah. And it has all the Ultra Beast on it because that's the only thing that she has above 1,000 CP to do anything with.
Nice.
Okay, still in here for Soren Rose. Part F. Do you have any tips for planning which mons you want to build at the beginning of a season? Are you looking at Sylph and GBL, or are you looking for something else when you plan your builds? I should read it how Matthew read it and says, plan your guilds.
No, that's a copy and paste. So, you know, we got some people that need to look at some grammar and stuff.
Shadow, how do you decide what you're building each season?
So this is going to sound super cheesy, but I literally listen to the BTW PvP podcast. Like, that's literally, I'm just like, oh, the new season's starting. Neat. Oh, they're talking about this. Okay, well, I'm going to build this one. I got that one already from a previous season. I'll just swap these moves. That's literally how I build my mons. So a bit of a cop-out answer, but this is who I am, Mom.
Acceptable.
Matthew, how do you decide what you're going to build?
I always have a box that of tags of, like, pending builds for mons, and I will make my decision on stuff to build based on what becomes relevant. If it's something that is like needed for a certain team composition. So like, for example, for the holiday Alter Cup, I built a Virizion and a Aurorus. Those were both in my like pending build stuff. So I didn't build them in waste dust like ahead of time. They became useful because they are my team that I am running. So dust put in a good place versus just kind of like building a hodgepodge of mons to maybe not use again.
Okay.
The hodgepodge of mons you talked about, Matthew. I built a Master League Ops Dagoon.
No, I'm fine with that. That's a good choice.
It actually has
play.
Well, and I didn't know how to play it.
It's even better with Obstruct.
Interesting. Well, We'll have to try that sometime because,
yeah,
boy, I thought that was a big bad move.
Talk to Uncle B-Stud.
Yes.
Okay.
So in all seriousness, we joke around on the show about it a lot. Obstagoon in Ultra and Master, Obstruct works better because Cross Chop is such a bad move without Stab. So, and it's already bulky, and then when you keep bulking yourself up and dropping your opponent, it adds up very quickly. So, for example, Obstruct Obstagoon beats Dragon Breath Giratina in Ultra League. Cross Chop Night Slash loses in Ultra League.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, Uncle Beastead, I'll be chatting with you.
Yeah. So, Johnny, how do you decide what you're going to build?
I kind of do it as things come along. I do, when I do jump into PvP with more regularity, I will jump into the GBL over Sylph or other Sylph-styled tournaments. So I'll often build what could be good once I find out what the parameters are. So, you know, I've got the Greedent that does work where it does. But I don't, you know, I'm not building, a Dratini sub 15 because I know Dragonair is going to be better. Things like that. So it really depends on what direction I'm being forced into. as far as metas and the parameters in each league, I would probably say I don't plan ahead as much as the rest of you, but I often catch enough things that somewhere in there is something useful, and then I'll work on that thing based on the parameters of the meta.
So what you're saying is you wait for Shadow Prime to yell at you because we yelled at him to tell you to build something.
he may have a little more tact.
Does it go to PB Poke? Oh, so Wildcat did mention this Pokemon. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's I'm building this
and
one.
And at this point, for the most part, the things that I use in the metas that I compete in, there is a lot of overlap. So I'm not building something new every time. But, you know, I'll build something new if it calls for it.
Yeah. So I will say I have 368 Pokemon currently tagged that are pending PvP builds. Because if it has even remotely decent PvP IVs, I keep it. So if it whatever the top rank of every Pokemon I get, I pretty much keep.
I'm on
and
that.
And then if it is inside the top 500, I keep. Because you never know. Anything can be one move away.
That's right. Yep. One move away.
One move away. So that is number one. And then number two, as metas come, whether that is Sylph metas or GBL metas, I start to look at, do I first off have, you know, a team of six or a team of three that can do well in this meta without building anything? If I do, I typically roll with that team. Or I'll say, okay, let me build one thing new that's really, really good per tournament or per GBL meta. That way I'm not throwing dust constantly away. That's how I got up to, you know, 6 million dust. And that's how when I, you know, I saw six Pokemon I wanted to build this past week, I said, okay, let's build all six of them and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Without even thinking about it. And I did whine about it still. Because that was a lot of dust to spend. But I had the resources to do it.
Yeah.
So I think you don't, and the biggest thing I can say is don't in your mind say, I need to build X before X is useful. And if a meta is going away, don't build for that meta anymore.
Here,
so
here.
Like at this point, you know, show comes out on Wednesday. I would not recommend if you don't have Ampharos, Obstagoon, or whoever, if you're trying to run one of our teams, build already. Don't build it. Because guess what? Holiday Cup goes away on Thursday, and that Ampharos, it'll be a little while before it's relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
It will be relevant again, most likely, but it'll be a while. So just keep that in mind when you're building things. Is it useful now? And how long will it be useful for? Will it be useful ever again? I regret spending dust on Togedemaru, for example, because I don't think it's going to be useful again.
However, if you have a Swampert, just build it anytime. Absolutely. It's mm-hmm. relevant.
That is correct.
Swampert,
but
Skarmory.
You must have Hydro Cannon.
Yes, with Hydro Cannon.
Yes.
This is a great question. How much weight gained collectively by the BTW cast members and RTC over the holidays? I will say I can't account for that because I refuse to step on a scale anytime in my life because who gives two shits? Y'all, what do you got?
Yes. There was weight.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know where my scale is.
I will say
my mother asked me if I lost weight, and I said the same thing to her, except for you know, longer politely was, I don't rightly know because I don't get on a scale.
I don't own a scale, so I don't know.
Oh, that's the way.
I can't say that. There's a lot of good snacks and treats and food.
So. We still have those. It's only been 2 days. Leftovers are still good.
You know those like cookies, like the frosted cookies?
Oh, we still have an unopened box, my guy.
Oh, buddy. That's a good time.
My
there.
Daughter loves those, and those typically come, at least Walmart, Meijer, most of the grocery stores will carry peanut-free facility versions of those cookies.
Nice.
Because my daughter has a severe peanut allergy, so it's some of those things I love because I can do. I also, every year for Christmas, we make a crap ton of candy for our neighborhood and our cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
And being a diabetic, I have to sit and just stare at it all the time. And I totally...
That's horrible.
Oh, I totally did not break down and eat an Oreo ball, though.
Okay, okay.
I wouldn't have done that.
Those looked good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got to see this.
Really good.
Yeah, I took a book out of Dino's book, or a page out of Dino's book. I baked.
Yep.
Like, wow. I actually baked. I made from scratch chocolate chip cookies.
Nice. I love and cookies. They're so good.
I have seen this man eat cookies. So I'm going into the oven with oven mitts to get the cookie. And before the cookie tray leaves the oven, he has already grabbed one and put it in his mouth. I've never seen anything like it.
It's the best time to eat them when they're molten hot.
He's like, they taste so good. I'm like, you can't taste it, can you? Yes, I can.
Just do the dragon dance.
Okay, we got a cookie to bake now. Best cookie, go.
Oh, ever? Are we talking?
And it has to be a type of cookie you can make. Oreos don't count. Well, you aren't making.
So my I love to call myself a cookie connoisseur. So I like to say if you pick it up and gravity is its worst enemy, that's a good cookie. Like you pick it up and the middle starts kind of falling, or like it's just like doing its best to stay together. That's a good cookie for me.
And but like, what flavor of that cookie?
I love.
That's not. He said favorite.
There is a right answer.
I do. I love. Macadamia nut's really good.
That's pretty solid.
Those are solid.
Yeah.
Not the right answer, but for a solid.
Oh, man. If I had to pick a cookie that was the best cookie. I like Snickerdoodles, my guy.
I was
going to
say Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle solid. Is good.
Solid. Matthew?
I will have chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips in them. The dough part of a chocolate chip cookie is like my absolute favorite thing.
We've talked about this before.
Wait, have you really?
Yeah, I was asking what is base cookie? Because it's like, oh, put cinnamon, oh, put peanut butter, put chocolate chips, put what is base cookie?
Base cookie, yeah.
So it's butter, egg,
sugar,
flour, brown sugar, regular sugar, flour. That's the base of, and a little bit, and a touch of vanilla extract. That is the base of chocolate chip cookies before you put the chocolate in it.
No, just base cookie.
I mean that's base cookie.
What is cookie?
I mean, yeah, chocolate chip cookie without the chocolate is cookie.
Huh?
Just what about sugar? Your mind.
Sugar cookie without sugar.
It's just cookie.
This one's worse than that one.
Anyway, the right answer is oatmeal raisin.
I'm here for oatmeal raisins.
I do like oatmeal raisin. I don't like it when I'm expecting chocolate chip. And I bite into it and it's oatmeal raisin.
Dude, no, absolutely not.
That breaks me every time.
You're on the internet too much.
What?
If you pick up a cookie and it's accidentally oatmeal raisin, that is a good surprise.
No, when you're expecting chocolate chip, though, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get a good chocolate. And you
Why
take
don't
a bite.
You look at food before you eat it? Why don't you try that?
Who's got time for that?
They do visually look very different.
They are extremely. Also, pro tip, Ghirardelli chocolate chips are the best.
Very solid.
Oh, yep, 100%.
And once again, they are in a peanut-free facility, so my daughter can eat them.
There you go.
Nice.
We've done Hershey Kisses in cookies before, and that was way
Those are
solid.
Not peanut-free, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they taste delicious.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm hungry.
Yep, same here.
Tacos later.
Oh, yeah, it's still early there, yeah.
I mean, it's 9:20. It's early enough, but...
That's early. where are we at? Part H still on Thorn Roses questions. We can derail. Most people do not participate in the gym system, as it can suck. I mean, he says very dull, but it sucks. What if you could IV and or EV train your Pokemon that spend time at a gym? When you get knocked out, you earn a certain number of points that you could spend on the IVs of your Pokemon. Thoughts? Anything's better than what we have now, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I actually like that very much.
It would be a fun way to introduce IV.
Or here you go. Here you go. Pokemon that you put in gyms, whatever Pokemon are there, you can get an egg of one of those types. So now you can control what eggs you get.
Timber eggs, my guy.
I like that.
Anything's better than the current egg system we have. Then again, I'm at 240 starter eggs in Scarlet and Violet without a shiny.
Oh no.
And also you can only release Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet one at a time. I just went through 8 boxes of starters.
So here's an amateur tip, which you probably already know, that's why it's not pro. So save your game before you hatch all your eggs. Hatch them all. If you don't get what you want, start over, and then you don't have to release anything. Especially if you're shiny hunting, if you're doing other things, EV, IV, all that stuff, it's not useful. But if you're just shiny hunting, save your game, hatch your eggs, close your game. If you don't get what you want, party on again.
I like that. But the only problem is I typically keep doing raids while I'm waiting on the hatch.
Gotcha.
I use the driving raid to raid as the hatch.
Got it. Yep. Yeah. We've run
like
into
in Pokemon Go.
Hey-o.
Hey. Hey-o. Except you're on a bike.
Yeah, we
so
have
you're
to...
not. You're on a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Or a robot.
Yeah.
We've run
In
into
case,
the loss of items by
keeping
saves wrong.
Yeah. Greninja Muffin asks, do you all make hot chocolate with milk or water, with or without marshmallows?
I'm going to steal a page from Wildcat's book and say there is a correct answer.
It's milk.
And it is milk and marshmallows.
Yes.
I was going to say the same, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, water, you're just drinking chocolate water. What are you doing?
Yeah, it was just getting Yoo-hoo. Come on, who are you?
Yeah.
He asked, why do you all not have a P.O. box? Talk to Astra. That's above my pay grade. And by above my pay grade, I don't get paid, so it's all above my pay grade. No, I get the whole P.O. box thing. I know some people like it. I'll be frank with you. Don't send us stuff. We tell people about the show. That's how you help us. Get someone else to listen to the show. That is more helpful than sending us something at a P.O. box.
Yeah, I would agree. Save your money.
Or you can send them.
Or, do it via Patreon and get it that
way.
There
you go.
For the most part, the people that send me things I trust, and so you can just have my regular address.
Same.
nobody's
recording. Go ahead and put that. What was that again? Go ahead and give us that address.
Just 500, a pack of 500 of the replacement Scrabble letter Z.
Leak the DMs.
What are your all's biggest irrational fear? And we got to ask this to Dino next week as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Irrational fears. Matthew?
I actually realized this through when I was a kid, I would have severe night terrors, and I would like be sleepwalking and like having a nightmare, and a child psychologist friend of the family, I was just talking to about this because she was over one night that I actually had like an incident, and my irrational fear is shapes that morph into other shapes. I have no idea why.
A kaleidoscope is literally like the devil. Yeah,
it literally triggers like a fight or flight response in my body when like I look at that, or like the Microsoft, like the old computer backdrop that it would shape. I would actually start hyperventilating like at school when like that backdrop would come on like the teacher's computer. I do not know why.
Wow.
Interesting. I've never heard of that one.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Shadow, what do you fear?
Oh boy.
Is it me?
Keep in mind, Greninja is a kid, and he's probably going to try to use all this against us.
That's correct.
Ooh.
He knows us all.
I don't like that. I don't like caterpillars.
I didn't even know this.
The way they move, I hate that. Like that stupid, nasty, ugh. Nope. We have a butterfly pavilion here in somewhere in Colorado. And I went there one time and I walked in and a caterpillar fell on my neck. And I was like, I'm going to go wait in the car. You guys have fun. I don't do caterpillars. I think they're disgusting. They're gross.
Have I ever told you about
any larva type thing? Ugh.
Have I ever told you about Charlie the Caterpillar?
I'd rather not hear about it.
It's a book. It's a kid's book.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That was what I took to state in forensics performances. It was Charlie the Caterpillar.
Very nice.
Yeah, we have stories. Anyway. Caterpillars.
Gross.
What about the ones that like you have to get in and like drive with like.
Oh, you mean caterpillars? I'm okay with those.
Oh, okay. Those are fine.
But the ones that like. I'm good. Moving on.
Interesting.
Okay.
Gives me Johnny the Hebert Woodball,
what do you fear?
I don't have anything debilitating, but partially based on, I'm going to call them OSHA standards. As a heavier person, I do not prefer to be on ladders. I'll do it. Yes. It's fine. Yes. I just don't.
I fully understand that.
What if I just climb that thing instead? Because I own ladders that don't hold my weight.
Little Giants? The Little Giants actually have a huge capacity.
We have a gorilla ladder.
Gorillas do as well, yeah.
But I just, I'm like, what do you mean all of you won't hold me? So, and it might also be by the time I get on the thing I'm on may not hold me either. So, like, I don't get on my roof. It's not worth it.
Look, let's not test this out. I know where my skill sets lie, and getting on a roof is not one of those skill sets.
I'll do it, but I'm going to be very – it's a ginger walk.
Nope, I will gladly hire someone to come do that for me. I will spend that few dollars to do it, because that's just not worth. Nope,
mm-mm. Not worth it.
Nope, well, I know okay, where how my about skill sets land. So I used to have a lot more fears. Like I used to be a fairly big fraidy cat. Like I don't like doctors. I didn't necessarily fear them, but like I was terrified of needles. Being a diabetic kind of helps you with that, because you got to get used to needles.
It's a good move.
Kind of part of it.
Big brain.
Used to be terrified of heights, and then I started flying 140,000 miles a year for a career, so kind of had to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
The one that exposure I would say therapy. Is the just a weirdest fear is crabs.
Mm.
What?
You picked a good place to live then.
Yeah.
I did, and here's why. Like, so honeymoon, me and the wife go to Jamaica. These things are everywhere. So be it. They don't bother me at all, really. Unless they're, you know, it's night and like, they run across your foot, which is just freaky.
It is okay. Weird. Yeah. I've been there.
However, we are in a third floor room. We go to start unpacking or packing our luggage, and I pick up my suitcase, and there's three crabs in my suitcase. I threw the thing across the room, got on the bed, and called maintenance and said, get these things out of my room. Ever since then, because I still to this day have no clue how that crab got up three flights of stairs. Those things were coming to kill me in my sleep.
Let's get them, boys.
So, yes, that is the definition of an irrational fear. I have no clue why, but that thing climbed three flights of stairs to get to my room, and I don't trust them anymore. Keep in mind, we never left our door open. How did that thing get in our room?
Does it sound any better that they may have hitched a wildcat ride?
That's even scarier. I feel like I would have noticed that.
We're going up, guys. Hang on.
And just to add, these weren't like, you know, these were like slatted stairs where there's not actually touching each other. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's like the drop off. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a drop off between. So how did they get up it?
Crabs.
I'm just picturing like Sebastian from the Little Mermaid and his little minions. Just
there was a whole ladder, but only three of them made it.
This was a tiny, these were tiny crabs. These weren't big crabs at all. That scared me like this, but no, I'm done. I don't do crabs anymore.
That's funny.
Wow.
I'm here for it.
That's awesome.
Next question. What book are you all reading right now? Shadow, you're an educated person. What are you reading?
So I'm currently not reading anything. Well, at the moment, I'm reading Odd Thomas again. Because
I told you not to.
You did, but then you said read the book, so I'm reading the book. So I'm in the middle of that. It's been a little bit since I've picked it up because holidays and all that good stuff.
And you know how it ends.
Yep, and so I'm taking it nice and slow with that. So Odd Thomas is good. It's good to watch once and then read once. That's it.
Good enough.
My emotions can only handle so much. But yeah, Odd Thomas.
Matthew, you reading anything fun?
I am reading a wonderful graphic novel by the title My Hero Academia.
Attaboy.
Yes.
That's a win.
So good.
Wait, you like My Hero?
So,
yeah. Do you?
Yeah,
I have a big manga collection, and I reread in the holiday break, I reread like all of Naruto. So nice. Now I'm just starting My Hero Academia. I'm on book 5 right now. So
solid.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So good.
I am reading the Cloud FinOps Guide.
Oh.
The what? Wait, hold that up again.
Cloud FinOps.
Is that a bird?
That is a bird.
Okay.
It is a technical guide around FinOps in the IT space. I don't read for pleasure. That is the last thing I want to do when I have free time. So what I'm reading is what I have to for work.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
Neat. I thought a FinOps was a bird.
That's what I thought too. I was like, wow, drones. We just realized like bird watching on the weekend.
Financial management operations. FinOps.
Got you. Oh. Johnny, what are you reading?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the history of me. So I majored in English in school. Graduated with some degree, and since then I've not wanted to pick up books and read them.
You did your time. I have
done so much reading.
Yeah.
I would say if I have to be in the middle of something, it would be A Short Stay in Hell. Have not finished that one. It's about 90 pages. One day I will.
Quick, tell me to read a book. Read a book. No!
Yeah, I've done my share of reading and writing in life, and that was good enough for me.
Done my time.
Stay in school, Greninja Muffin.
Yes, stay in school. That is important. Mm-hmm. Okay, up next is Floyd's. you guys have any podcast suggestions, non-Pogo related, because I think I've caught them all. Ooh, that's a good question. Matthew, what non-Pogo podcast are you listening to?
I always try to like re-listen to Serial, just because I think it was just like a really well done pseudo murder mystery. But I just think that the production quality of it and the storytelling, especially in the first season of it, is just really fantastic. So I recommend that. That would be my recommendation.
Nice. Shadow, what podcast do you like outside of Pogo?
So this,
dude, tell him.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. So actually, it's called Bonus Episode. It's two brothers from Texas that just talk about whatever they want, and it's really good.
So, nope, do over. Nope, gotta go outside of Pogo.
Technically, they're Pogo. Outside of Pokemon right now.
Right now, but no, not allowing.
No bonus. Okay.
Although so, that is a fantastic choice.
It is really a fantastic is. Choice.
Yeah.
We really need to get them on here soon.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't say 100% because a year ago, I hated podcasts. I thought they were dumb and I was like, I'm not doing this.
Dude, BTW and was you're around hosting a year ago.
One. Congratulations.
And yeah. I'm in the thick of it now. So I only really listen to Pokemon ones. So unfortunately, I'm no help on that front.
I'm not going to be much more help because the only podcasts I listen to outside of Pokemon are from NPR.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. What NPR you got?
I did do a follow-up with Floyd's and asked him specifically. He does like political podcasts.
Mm, okay.
So NPR would kind of definitely be in that space if you have any suggestions that you listen to.
The only one that's not political. The Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Okay, that's fair.
If he knows political, he probably knows these. So, Floyd's, if you want a break, Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Okay.
Yes. I'll give two suggestions. If in the gaming space, the other game that I play way too much outside of Pokemon games is Minecraft.
Mm, nice.
And the Minecraft Update podcast with Foxy No-Tail, Slack Lizard, who is actually another Kentuckian, and Jesse B is a really awesome and funny podcast. It reminds me a lot of RTC, actually.
Mm.
It's got a lot of humor built into covering the news. So it is it's a weekly must listen. And then outside of gaming, SVP's podcast. SVP podcast. I do like SVP's from a sports call podcast as well.
Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt. Yeah.
I was like,
mm-hmm. Okay. That's a person, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, he's saying words.
I was like, Scarlet, Violet, Pearl?
And our final question, who's your dad at 13? Any other Pokemon who could get Meteor Beam and become meta? So let's do a little Googles here, because I don't know who all learns Meteor Beam.
Oh, I'm looking. I got it right here.
Go ahead and read me the entire list, Matthew.
Okay, I'm already excited by a lot of these. Clefairy, Clefable, Onix, Rhydon, Starmie, Ammonite, Amistar, Kabuto, Kabutops, Aerodactyl, Mew, Sudowoodo, my boy Steelix, Shuckle, Corsola.
Steelix Aggron, is the first one that jumps out.
Yep.
That would Lunatone, help Steelix a lot.
Solrock, Lilip, Cradilly, Anorith, Armado.
Cradilly, it would help.
Cradilly, yeah.
Relicanth. Metang, Metagross, Regirock, Registeel, Rayquaza, Jirachi, Bronzong, Rhyperior, Roggenrola, Bulldore, Gigalith, we already know that,
Crustle,
Tortuga, Karakosta, Archon, Archeops, Ilgium, Behem, Barbicle, Tyrant, Tyrantrum, Amora, Aurorus, Carbink, Deoncy. Oh, that's an I. Okay. Solgaleo, Lunala, Nihilego, Celesteelia, Necrozma. Okay, pretty much it looks like all these are Ultra Beasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drednaw, Roly Coly, Karkle, and the rest are not in.
No, I want you to say that next one because I can see what you thought. We got to get one mispronunciation. Let's go. Come on.
Do it. I can't pronounce Arctozolt.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah.
That 5 times fast.
Stakataka.
I love it. Of this list, though, the ones that jump out, it would help Stilix a lot, I think, giving it a actual rock move to kind of just boost its own attack. It has Dragon Tail, but it has a low attack stat. So if you're boosting your own attack, pair it with Psychic Fangs, lowering the defense. Ooh, that is a deadly combination with that Dragon Tail.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
the Ultra League one.
Yeah. Cradilly. I like Meteor Beam over Stone Edge, actually, because you're buffing yourself.
Yeah.
Same with Regirock if they gave it Meteor Beam.
Yeah, Regirock with Meteor Beam would be busted.
Yeah.
Good lord, it would get there so fast.
6 seconds.
Good.
And then those lockouts, 2 damage.
But just, it's going to get every 6 seconds, it's throwing a Meteor Beam.
Yep.
It will just eat shields.
Meteor Beam. Guess what? Meteor Beam.
That's right. You guessed it. Meteor Beam.
Jirachi could be fun with it, but I like Doom Desire better.
Yeah.
Bronzong.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't help it.
If it had a faster energy generation move, it would be better, but it doesn't.
Crustle is something that would get a lot of help from. Fury Cutter to Meteor Beam.
Oh, goodness.
Let me just nonstop throw Meteor Beams at you. And oh, by the way, I can bait you with X-Scissor instead.
Ooh, if we're going to talk that Amistar from Mudshot.
Amistar's just not got the stats to deal with it, though. I assume you were a little excited with Clefable, but actually not. It charms too slow.
Yeah.
Oh. Poo-poo on your parade.
No, one day. One day.
Barbacool. I didn't catch that one earlier.
Oh, that has Fury Cutter, too.
With Fury Cutter.
That could be good. And a stab Meteor Beam.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some good ones that it could come to. But I think, did we do a show? Is that a show, y'all?
I think we did.
That was a whole show.
I think it's that time.
Okay, well, before we wrap up, why don't we turn it over to our wonderful friends at Roundtable Chatdoc to tell the people where they can find you, the dear people.
And the human people.
We cater to both. No.
This podcast only promotes the dear people.
Okay. All right, you heard it here first. Deers.
They're a big name in the forest. Well, to find us, we have a couple different ways that you can locate us. One is on Twitter at RTChatTot. You can email us at RTChatTot@gmail.com. You can also find our website, which is RoundTableChatTot.com. If you want to put the www in front, that's up to you.
Actually, it's HTTPS now.
Very secure.
Yeah.
We've got a Patreon you can find us on as well. And then we have a Discord. Our Discord is a free-to-join Discord because we want you to jump in and be a part of the family. And I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
I'm at my house. You can find me there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can probably find him at my house also.
Probably. Yeah.
Wildcat's muted right now.
Oh, God.
Got him.
Got me. Where's your play spot for Community Day?
usually in Golden, Colorado, around the river, or downtown once they fix up the whole of downtown.
I'd say it's all broken right now.
It is very broken right now.
Orange construction.
Just look for two magnificent beards and one amazing head of hair.
It's yours.
I'm not going to tell you who's who. But that's how you'll know it's them.
Oh, yeah. And okay. Just another little plug. We've got some big things coming this year for like in-person stuff. So if you find yourself in the Denver area, come on down.
You can find us in the Denver area also.
Yeah, you can.
God, I have not been to Denver in forever.
You can fix that.
Forever?
It's been 2018.
So I guess you could say it's been a while.
Well, there we go. I set it up and you knocked it out. Thank you.
So good.
Okay, before we wrap up, we do want to send out a huge thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support us and the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which gains us access to our amazing Discord. The links for all that will be in the show note. Support our Team Network BTW streamers, Lyles Jeff 3, Instinct Leader Spark, Confession, Kyle Throws, Evan77713, Mythical Hitch, and Gracie Z on Twitch. All of their show notes will be in the description as well, or all their links will be in the description as well. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Merck, Rescue Go-Go, Eastwood, Mosh Pit, Uncle B Stud, Hassimian Ryan, Shoe Star, Herm 13, The Mustached Golem, Soup Nasty, Ryan Hood, and Graves. Our BTW Legends, Thanks Obama, Kittens and High Five, E110, Dave 49 Raptor, King Tom, GB Luke 22, Zimbohan. Dang, I wish Astro was here to see how he would screw that one up. And Sword Roses. Also, a big thank you to our Discord admins. You all really do a ton for the show and ton for our Discord. Reyes, Fish on a Heater, Lyles Jeff 3. For more exciting content, you can find us on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/btwpvp. We do stream there weekly. You can also check out our amazing YouTube channel, BTWPVP Official. Matthew, what should they be doing there?
Yes. So that's where our first season of Getting Good is available. If you do go to our channel, please give us a thumbs up, leave a comment on our videos, hit a notification bell to get updates when we go live. And probably the most important thing that helps us out is subscribe to our channel. So if you could do that, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Hey, two of you listened to Astro's instructional video last time and subscribe. We need more.
Yeah.
I see those two people. We see you. We know you listened. Thank you. Once again, all those links will be in the show notes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. You can email us info@btwpvp.com. Links for our merch store, our Patreon, and our friends over at the Roundtable Chat-Op are all on our show notes, as well as on our fantastic website, btwpvp.com. And if becoming a patron is not something you can do, you can support the show in the numerous other ways. Simply spread the word. Also, go and give us a little bit of a review. That helps a lot. Hit that thumbs up. That does help us get recognized by so many more people. That helps us show up in those Spotify recommendations or the Apple Podcast recommendations. It really does mean a lot, and we do appreciate the support. And finally, thank you for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I am WildcatDad17.
I'm Matthew Breaker.
I'm Old Johnny Oneball.
And I'm Shadow Prime 34.
Until next time, good luck and get good.
So good, and you guys nailed it on the first try.
Yeah, we did. I love saying that.
We tend to say things a lot at the same time already, so.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.